$69.95. Left Channel listeners save an extra $150. Go to HallsWindowCenter.com. Click on the green seal for your coupon. Visit Halls Window Center today on Business Park Drive in Sacramento and now in Roseville on Roseville Parkway next to BJ's. Call 1-800-76-HALLS. Smud financing available. Some restrictions apply. Offer ends September 30th.
The Morning Retort with Scott and Sam.
To understand it,
Miss Romney.
What drives people?
Massachusetts governor. If he can't protect his own citizens from tunnels, how will he protect you from terrorists? Done. Campaign is dead. See how easy it was?
It was that easy. See, that's the problem on the left. You're the problem right there. You think you get all the answers to all the little questions that does not drive a lot of people outside of California, outside of both coasts, outside of California and New York. Northeast. I mean, this is not the world. This is not the center of the universe, Mr. Sims.
Mitt Romney gets the nomination. The tunnels win. Think about it. Taurus, Terra, Earth, tunnels.
Do the math, Scott!
It's very erotic. I'm being turned on by all this talk.
Scott and Sims, mornings 5:30 to 9 on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
1320 KCTC, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Streaming live at 1320leftchannel.com.
CBS News. I'm Harley Carnes. Now the warning is about more than just spinach in bags. All fresh spinach is coming down all across the country because of the E. coli contamination in bag spinach.
The FDA issued an advisory to consumers not to eat spinach, and the entire fresh produce chain has worked cooperative to remove spinach from store shelves.
CBS's Wyatt Andrews says the outbreak began nearly 3 weeks ago.
The FDA has issued this national warning because this is a particularly nasty outbreak. They have identified the E. coli in question as the potentially fatal kind, O157H7. It's especially risky to the elderly and to children under 5 years old. They know that 50 people have been made sick, more probably now. 8 people have kidney failure and 1 has died.
There are plenty of options for something to eat, of course.
Green leaf, romaine, watercress. We want to make sure our customers are safe until they find the source where the E. coli is coming from.
That's Jim Poulos. He runs a diner in Manhattan. Republican Congressman Ohio's Bob Ney is going to prison.
In a statement, Ney said he's deeply sorry for what he has done and suggests a previously undisclosed addiction to alcohol played a role. In his plea bargain, he admits taking free trips, sports tickets, and restaurant meals from lobbyist Jack Abramoff and doing him favors in Congress in return. He also admitted taking thousands of dollars in cash and gambling chips from a foreign businessman in London and used one of his staffers to help smuggle the cash through customs. He could face up to 10 years in prison, but prosecutors say they'll recommend 2 years and 3 months behind bars.
And CBS's Bob Fuss on Capitol Hill. When former Secretary of State and Joint Chiefs Chairman Colin Powell wrote a very public letter saying the U.S. might be losing its moral authority for war in Iraq over the CIA interrogation program, President Bush saw red.
If there's any comparison between the compassion and decency of the American people and the terrorist tactics of extremists, it's flawed logic.
The debate over that program and how much of it should continue still rages on the Hill. 10,000 salary jobs are going right out the exhaust pipe at Ford, in addition to the buyout offer.
It is now clear that we were too optimistic in January about our ability to stabilize our market share, given the quicker-than-expected shifts in the marketplace.
That's Ford Executive Vice President Mark Fields. Two more plants will also be shut down as Ford restructures and retrenches. Faculty and staff went back to work today at Dawson College in Montreal, Canada, 2 days after a man in his 20s invaded the school and shot 20 people, killing one young woman and then later himself. The school is preparing to resume classes on Tuesday. On Wall Street, the Dow up about 33 points today to close at nearly 11,561. The Nasdaq gained nearly 7 points. Oil prices, $63.33 a barrel, up 11 cents. This is CBS News.
Hi, I'm Sterling Marley, driver number 14, Waste Management Chevrolet. You know I can't go anywhere without supporting my pit crew.
Step on it, Sterling. Only got 30 seconds.
That's my crew. Always keeps me on track. So as I was saying, my team at Waste Management has great job opportunities for drivers, mechanics, and technicians.
Go, go, go!
All right. Call Waste Management at 877-220-JOBS to learn more.
From everyday collection to environmental protection, think green. Think Waste Management. Call 877-220-JOBS today.
should we paint the bedroom?
Nah, sweetie, I don't care.
Okay, then pink it is.
Pink? Now I care.
It's the fall color sale going on now at your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Stop in and save 20% on a wide variety of high-quality Sherwin-Williams paints and stains. Plus, get free shipping on custom order wallpaper, too. For painting and decorating,
ask Sherwin-Williams.
For a store near you, visit SherwinWilliams.com.
The Pope's comments on violent Islamics should not be taken to mean that Islam is violent. That from Father David Hollenbeck at Boston College.
The Pope is not saying that Islam is an inherently violent religion. The Pope is saying that religion connected with violence is something to be repudiated.
And many have now said it must be repudiated by mainstream Muslims if it is to be stopped. A 26-year-old or a 17-year-old girl from Willowick, Ohio, near Cleveland, has terminal cancer. Her dying make-a-wish was to be married. Her boyfriend is 18. Nicole Hastings and Christian Roberts will exchange vows in a church commitment ceremony, which is not quite a legal marriage, tomorrow. If she actually got hitched, she'd lose her health insurance coverage under her family's home policy. Big ceremony. And a bigger party tomorrow. Harley Carnes, CBS News.
Alexander the Great.
New rule number one, no more cell phones in movie theaters. Please, you're not a cardiologist on call. You're a putz whose babysitter wants to know where the ketchup is. And then you tell her in the middle of the movie. Sometimes it's so loud in the theater I can barely hear what the black people are yelling at the screen. There is a simple solution. Put your cell phone on vibrate and then up your... All right, new rule. No more celebrating gastric bypass. Carney Wilson, Al Roker, and now Star Jones are all being heralded by the media for stapling their stomachs shut. They shouldn't be. They're not making a brave choice to change. They're giving money to doctors to reroute their ability to turn food into crap.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320. Live, local, and left, it's Enid Goldstein on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Six minutes after 3 o'clock. Welcome to the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7, 3 to 7, weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. And there are lots of ways of contacting me. You can scream, but it would be better if you called 349-1320 or 866-620-613-20. We stream live, 1320leftchannel.com. You can email me, enid@kctc.com. Your homework assignment for now and evermore is to tell 3 to 5 people every single day that we are here. AM 1320 is here. Enid Live is here. You don't even have to know these people. You can put a sign in your car. You can talk to strangers, which is actually can be lovely. You can meet the next love of your life, your next best friend that way. And we have some interesting guests coming up on Monday. We're going to be joined by Edward P. Jones. He has won both the Pulitzer and the National Book Award for his first novel, The Known World. His latest book is called All Aunt Hager's Children, which features 14 short stories, some of which first appeared in The New Yorker. In these stories, Jones infiltrates a world of the ordinary denizens of racially stratified Washington, D.C., and it is said about Jones that his engrossing, exquisitely crafted, and unforgettable stories offer images of the African-American experience that are unparalleled in American fiction. Tuesday, we're going to be joined by Shelley Lewis, co-creator of Air America Radio and a veteran TV news producer who has written a new book called Naked Republicans, a full frontal exposure of right-wing hypocrisy and greed. Wednesday, candidate Bill Durston will be joining us live in studio. We'll be talking to him. He's running against Dan Lundgren. So those are just some of the guests that are coming up here on Enid Live, all-girl radio, where the girls are women and the men are glad of it. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Let's start with, I think, a bombshell story, another one. And here it is. The bombshell story that we started with the other day had to do with Deep Doolittle, John Doolittle, and Charlie Brown. And guess what? In the initial polling, the first poll that we have, they are in a statistical dead heat. That's right. The two of them are in a statistical dead heat. Well, it's getting even juicier. Guess what? Dickie, the president, George W. Dickie Bush himself, is going to appear at an October 3rd fundraiser for Deep Doolittle. I don't know exactly where, but here in the area, and I think he's going to be trying to raise money for that other troubled candidate, Richard Pombo. But the fact that Dickey is coming to town to raise money tells us that Doolittle is scared. He is, Bee has said, hey, where's the debate? And I'll get to that in just a second. But anyway, Dickey's going to be there. Doolittle said that the event could raise as much as $500,000 for the election battle, enough to erase any doubts that he may be in trouble this fall because of his close association with Jack Abramoff. And another close associate of Jack Abramoff, Bob Nay from Ohio, is, guess what, on his way to the pokey. And what, you know, here, this is so interesting to me because these are such scoundrels and such thieves and so mired in the stink of corruption. What does Nay say? Nay, which sounds like a naysayer. A nay. It sounds like he should be a horse of the wrong color. Listen to this. He has now admitted to a previously undisclosed problem of alcoholism, drinking. Oh, it was, you know what that is? It is a variation of the devil made me do it. So, in any event, Dickie's coming to town to raise money for Deep Doolittle, who is in Deep Doo-Doo, it looks like. The president is coming because Charlie Brown is in trouble, Doolittle said. Now, wait a minute. I don't get that logic. The president's coming because Charlie Brown's in trouble? Or is the president coming because Doolittle is vulnerable? What's the story here? I don't think the president would really give a damn about Charlie Brown because he's running as a Democrat. The president's only coming to, he is the low-approval candidate of last resorts, fundraiser of last resorts. This will raise tremendous amounts of money, Doolittle said. The Brown campaign sees it differently. The president doesn't travel across country for someone who is not in trouble, said Todd Stenhouse, the campaign spokesman. This will not change the fact that John Doolittle is corrupt. It won't change his ties to Jack Abramoff or his failure to support our troops. This is simply John Doolittle acknowledging that he is in trouble. See, now this is smart. They're taking it and they're going to town with it in the Doolittle campaign. They're going to, the Bush event will be held at the exclusive Serrano Hills Club, Country Club. Serrano Country Club in El Dorado Hills. Serrano Country Club in El Dorado Hills. Doolittle said that the price of admission has not been set yet, but it will cost, quote, but it will cost a lot, as much as we can get. Yes, you better believe that. The Democrats, I don't know if they have released monies yet. The Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee, who is a spokeswoman, said that the political arm of the House Democrat Caucus is enthusiastic about Brown and considers the Republicans' memo a smokescreen. Well, what the Republicans have said, the RNC, Republican National Committee, released this week a list of 14 House races that were considered competitive by pundits and analysts, but which, it is said, are now out of play. Doolittle and Pombo are the only two Californians on the list. So they thought, the Republicans are saying that they thought it was competitive, but now Doolittle is going to win. I don't know about that. I don't think so. I think as more and more unfolds, I think it's looking better and better and better for Charlie Brown. What are your thoughts about this? 349-1320, 866-626-1320. So if Dickey's got to come to town, whose approval ratings are slightly lower than snake poop in a wheel rut, to raise money for Doolittle, wow, what does that say about how vulnerable Doolittle's people think his campaign is? What are your thoughts? Laura, in Sac, hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Hi, Enid.
Hi, Laura.
Hi, I called to talk about Doolittle, but first, a brief note about Mr. Nay.
Yes.
Isn't the party of personal responsibility?
You would think, wouldn't you?
Yes, well, they claim to be, but their actions belie that claim. Okay, on to Doolittle.
Well, you know, you're absolutely right. And I think that that is what is so unnerving here, that people don't call anybody on the hypocrisy that's going on. But here's Ney. He has strip-mined as much as he could out of his job and out of lobbyists and out of anybody he could. I'm sure he was selling his votes. And now what does he say? The devil made him do it. He had a previously undisclosed problem with alcoholism. And how about horrendous ethics thrown in at no extra charge?
Well, the less said, the better.
Yeah.
On to Doolittle.
Yeah.
I'm curious about why the president is coming to raise some funds for Doolittle and Pombo, because most of the other Republicans have been running from any connection with the president. So a party in disarray, and that's something we can all celebrate.
Well,
here's what I plan to do about the president coming. I'm getting myself one of those magnetic sign things you can put on your car.
Yeah.
I'm putting it on my roof. And it's going to simply say impeach.
Impeach? If you were running,
President comes in, he comes in via the helicopter.
Why don't you put a big peach sign up there, a big picture of a peach?
Well, that would suggest that I thought that he was a sweet man and I was sweet on him and he was a peach.
Okay.
I'd rather have him be impeached for his ongoing constitutional violations.
All right, I'm going to play devil's advocate, Laura. Supposing you were successful in impeaching Dickey, who would you have to replace him?
Oh, I think you go for a twofer.
Well, if you can go for a twofer, otherwise you're stuck with Dick Cheney, who's probably, whom we have never seen, Dickey speak while Dick Cheney's drinking a glass of water.
I think that it is safe to assume that if indeed articles of impeachment are drawn, that it will be because the Democrats have retaken the House, you impeach Bush and Cheney, and then you've got a speaker.
I hope you're right, and I hope there are enough Democrats who are in a position to demand an investigation or to have subpoena power here. But it's not a done deal yet. We'll see what happens, but we got to think of something witty to propose to the Doolittle people so that when Dickey comes to town, remember like the Move On demonstration where they all had big red hands because Doolittle has been caught red-handed? I wonder what funny thing, people could think of. Laura, I thank you very much for the call. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Bob in Sac. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Well, hi there.
Hi, Bob.
Well, quite frankly, I'm ready to give Charlie Brown some more money because Bush is coming to town to raise funds for Doolittle. This just makes me, so angry that they're poking his nose into a local race. Even though I'm not even Charlie Brown's district, I'm close enough that I feel that it's important to give money to get...
Even if you are not in his district, it's one more person taking over, helping to take over the House. You got to do it. And I think your plan is really good, because what's going to happen is Bush's approval ratings are hideous, but I think he and Cheney are both pretty good rainmakers in terms of contributions. So just because he's coming to town, you ought to match and raise.
I agree. And I'm heading right home right now. I stopped, pulled off so I could talk on my cell phone. But I'm heading home. I'm going to get online, and I'm going to contribute some more money to Charlie Brown's campaign.
Good for you, because I don't think he's gotten anything yet from the National Democrats, which is a big shame. Thanks very much, Bob. I appreciate your call. 349-1320, 866-626-1320, Art in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Hi, Enid. Sorry about all the street noise here. I wouldn't be surprised if this is a smokescreen for coming down here to help Arnold out, too.
Arnold? Oh, I don't think Arnold wants to be seen in the same frame with Dickey, do you? I don't think Arnold wants to remind anybody that he's really a Republican, do you?
I don't know, but World Can't Wait is going to have a meeting today to discuss possible action we can take I think it's going to be at the Serrano. Country club.
Yes, that's true. And who did you say is discussing a possible action?
WorldCan'tWait.org.
Okay.
And I'm with that group.
Okay.
I spoke to some of the people in San Francisco, and they were not aware of it till just a little while ago that he's going to be coming this way. So we're going to have a meeting and see if there's some action we can take. So stay tuned.
Okay, so are you guys also working on the Doolittle campaign, maybe rolling up your sleeves or contributing in some way?
As far as that goes, I don't know. It's just, I think The World Can't Wait is more of an action group.
Okay. Are you in Doolittle's district at all, or
No, I'm down in I'm in Natomas, so that's I don't believe that's Doolittle.
Okay. Well, if you can do it, write a check to Brown's campaign.
Definitely.
Okay. I thank you very much, Art, for the call. 349-1320. Mike in Roseville. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Mike.
Hey, Enid. You're doing a good job. Keep it up.
Thank you.
Hey, I'm out on a job site right now, but I just wanted you to know that the I just picked up some yard signs and window banners and some bumper stickers from the Charlie Brown people. They have their headquarters in the old historic downtown Roseville. So they just got some yard signs in for people that want them. Go get them.
Go get them. All right. All right.
And every time I go in, I give them some cash. So
okay.
It's a good idea and support him. I think he's got Doolittle on the ropes.
You know, it sounds like it if Dickie's coming to town, and it means Dickie's going to raise some serious money. So, I mean, Charlie Brown is going to need everything we can give him.
That's right.
All right.
Dump Doolittle.
Dump Doolittle. That is good. That is exactly right. Thank you, Mike. I appreciate it. You know, it's interesting because he, too, basks in the same stink of the Abramoff corruption. Doolittle does. And Ney is going to the pokey. I would think that Doolittle's waiting for a shoe to drop. In the meantime, I think we ought to just carefully, nicely usher him right out of office in that greasy ooze that he excretes of corruption. Just that horrible slime. Just push him right into it and ease him right on out of office. The B today is in the on the editorial pages. B editorial, no Doolittle debate. The district's voters deserve face-to-face forum. With 53 days to go before the November 7th election, it is quite possible that voters in California's 4th Congressional District will be denied a debate between John Doolittle and his leading opponent, Democrat Charlie Brown. Brown has been challenging Doolittle to engage in a debate for months, and I think Doolittle agreed to do it, but then that's the last anybody heard of Doolittle, who's apparently, his word is his bond? In August, student leaders at Bear River High School invited the two candidates to debate, but nothing ever came of the offer. We are not privy to any conversations among the various camps, so it's hard to know if Doolittle is stalling or hasn't been offered an appropriate setting and format to debate Brown. All we know, writes the Bee editorialist, is that Doolittle is in the driver's seat. If this self-described champion of democracy and the First Amendment wanted to debate his opponent and answer questions, he could make it happen overnight. Face-to-face forums are needed in all the local congressional races, including those in which incumbents Doris Matsui, Dan Lundgren, and Richard Pombo face opposition. And by the way, Dan Lundgren's opposition is Bill Durston, an emergency room doc. He'll be with us on Wednesday. You'll be able to judge for yourself how you feel about him. But voters in the 4th District have special reasons to seek answers from their U.S. representative. As has been detailed here and elsewhere, Doolittle pays his wife a 15% commission on contributions that come to his political committees. He won $37 million in earmarks for San Diego businessman Brent Wilkes, who has worked with business partners and family members to funnel almost $120,000 in political contributions into Doolittle's campaigns. Doolittle has helped Indian tribes outside California. Remember, Doolittle says he's a Mormon and that he's anti gambling. He's helped Indian tribes outside California establish casinos, even though he doesn't sit on the committee that deals with Indian affairs and says he opposes gambling. Voters in the 4th District also have a number of local concerns. Traffic congestion, forest management, water supply, and economic development in small towns of the Sierra that both candidates need to address. Doolittle and Brown should debate at least once before November 7th, and voters should insist on it. So Doolittle does not want to debate Brown. Doolittle is bringing in the biggest gun he can, which is Dickey. The polling this week, the first polling we've seen, has Doolittle and Charlie Brown in a statistical dead heat. They are in a dead heat with each other. I think that's fantastic, particularly when you consider that this district is a heavily gerrymandered Republican district, so that Doolittle is really on the ropes here. If you want to have some great satisfaction, you know, it's like being at those carnival games where you hit baseballs and, you know, you dunk somebody in the water. Well, get your baseballs out, and you want to dunk Doolittle, and dump Doolittle. And one way you can do it is start working for Charlie Brown. The other way you can do it is start sending Charlie Brown any spare change you've got, any kind of cash that you have. 349-1320-866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Oh, thank you very much, Enid. We do have a little bit of traffic going on there, southbound 99, just by Fruit Ridge Road. Our temperature is at 66. We're going to see maybe about 52, 53 for tonight, and our humidity is about 43 degrees. Otherwise, it's smooth sailing, and by Roseville Parkway, as we mentioned earlier, is absolutely smooth as glass. Per my friend Nick Lynch, actually, that just gave me a call, so thank you very much. Enid Live continues at AM 1320 Sacramento's Love Channel.
It's good for the environment. No air pollution. It's Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
This is for Lee Newman and
Live from Cache Creek Casino Resort on Friday, September 15th, is Showdown at Cache Creek 2. The 8 action-packed mixed martial arts match card features in the main event Mike Whitehead from Spike's Ultimate Fighter 2 against Zane Frazier from UFC 1 and 9. Plus special guest appearances by 3-time UFC champion Dan the Beast Severn and MMA legend Boz Rutten. Live from Cache Creek Casino Resort on Friday, September 15th, visit cachecreek.com for more details.
It's not something that you just dump something on. It's not a big truck. It's a series of tubes. Tubes. Why? Enormous tubes. Massive tubes. It really is the Internet consumer bill of rights. Because he got tangled up with all of these things and going on the Internet commercially. The world has turned against this. Your own personal Internet. That is you and me.
You and me.
Tubes. The Internet is not something that you just dump something on. It's not a good truck.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
It's a series of tubes.
Talk to Enid now,
349-1320. I'm bringing sexy back.
Six on the Fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Well, here was the big news in the B front page. Dickie's going to be visiting the area in order to raise funds for Deep Doo Doo Doolittle, and Doolittle had the nerve to say that the reason Dickie's coming to town, and that would be the president, George W. Dickie Bush, is because Charlie Brown's in trouble. I mean, what? Are you kidding? Why does Dickie care about Charlie Brown? He doesn't. It's Doolittle who's in trouble. You know, this is like the thief who thinks everybody else is out to steal. And the Bee is also writing in its editorial page, why isn't there a debate between Charlie Brown and Doolittle? There should be one, and they are prodding Doolittle to debate Charlie Brown. It's the last thing that Doolittle wants to do. Nick in Roseville. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Hi, Dick.
Hello, Enid. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, you are very welcome.
I'm just so excited that you're talking about the 4th District. I guess I consider myself one of those swing votes. I didn't think that, there was going to be any chance for anybody, but Doolittle to win a race in this district. And as I got to know some of the people involved with the Charlie Brown campaign, saw their passion and conviction, and actually went in as a volunteer and started making calls, the responses that I was getting on the phone really encouraged me.
Have you ever worked on a campaign before, Nick?
Never. I've never been so motivated to.
Honestly. How can I ask you how old you are?
Well, I am a father of 3 young children. I don't really like to keep track of the years.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, are you in your 30s, would you say, or 20s?
Well, 40s. You know, I'm somebody who has had the opportunity to be more active politically than I have been for years.
Okay, so right. So in other words, this is the first time you've been politically active in a long time.
Yeah.
When you talk to people who are really hardcore Republicans, are you getting? Is there any way to move those people off the dime, or no? Or is it only the people who are the moderates and the Democrats in the district?
Well, I'll tell you where the real action seems to be from the calls I've been making is the decline to state, which is a pretty good sized population. And they've been
taking the percentage of decline to states and Democrats. What do you have vis-a-vis the Republicans? Do you know in that district? If you add them up together, decline to states and the Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what the percentages are? The raw numbers?
I don't know. I don't know for sure. I just haven't seen those numbers. I mean, if I had to guess, I would think that would be the majority, the two of those combined.
I don't know, because it's a very gerrymandered Republican district. I don't know. I don't know if that's enough. I mean,
What's interesting about it, though, Enid, is, you know, you have all this expensive campaign with, you know, all the Doolittle signs and everything, but those are all kind of in these commercial traffic kind of public areas. When you look on the bumpers of the cars in this area and you look at the house signs and everything, I see a lot more Charlie Brown than I do Doolittle. People are really taking pride in individuals taking pride in taking
the Well, also, part. Try to put those signs in high traffic areas like Doolittle's people are doing so that more and more people can see them.
We have those as well. I'm just, people are putting their name behind this guy, I guess is what I'm trying to say,
okay.
You know,
okay.
In their individual community.
So let me ask you, now that you're newly getting involved in political stuff, are you meeting people or is it fun? Is it a nice social event as well as doing good?
Absolutely. It's so energizing. It feels so empowering. Basically what I did was I said earlier this year, I'm going to spend 1 hour a week just getting informed on the issues, you know, finding out things that I probably already should know by now, and, you know, getting involved in the voting process, the primaries and everything. And 1 hour a week over the course of several months has really evolved into feeling like I'm really doing something, you know. And it's not so much about changing other people's opinions as it is if I think if people just got more active and more informed, the group conscience would just be more effectively represented.
Well, I think the whole would be greater than the sum of the parts. I'm really glad that you're doing this, Nick. So keep reporting in and let us know what's going on as you talk to more and more people, will you?
Absolutely.
Because you'll be able to feel the pulse of things.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I'm grateful to be a part of it, and I'm very grateful for what you do there.
Thank you very much. We appreciate your call and your work. 349-1320. One line is open. The lines are full, but a line has just opened up. Mike in Roseville. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Enid.
Hi.
You know, the reason Bush is coming to town is not to get money for Doodoo's campaign. It's for his legal defense fund. He's taking a page out of Tom DeLay's book.
You know, you could be right about that. You could really be right about that, because I know that Doolittle lawyered up there for a while. I don't know if he's still lawyered up, as they say on NYPD Blue. We'll see. You could very well be right, Mike. I thank you very much for that. 349-1320. Bill, in Nevada City. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Bill.
I think it's great that the best blessing for the Charlie Brown campaign is that miserable shrub who you call Dickie?
Miserable shrub is pretty good, though. That's
a miserable shrub. I can't think of any word to define Bush with more scorn. I think the best word is Bush rather than some of the four-letter words you cannot utter on the air. However, here's what I think. I think that Bush's coming to town will help those that are on the fence. When I was manning our Democratic booth in Nevada County at the fair,
mm-hmm.
I had some people come up and say, "Have you got any Republicans for Charlie Brown signs there?" Because I think there's a lot of Republicans who are dissatisfied with Bush and dissatisfied with Doolittle. And for his coming to town,
but are you saying
people are going to vote for him anyway?
But wait, are you saying, Bill, that for the fence sitters, bringing the president to town will push him in Doolittle's arms?
Will push him into Charlie Brown's arms.
Really?
I think so.
Okay, I like that.
In other words, there are Republicans who are on the fence who are disgusted with Bush and disgusted with Doolittle.
Yes, but why would Dickie coming to town push them into Charlie Brown's arms? Why would that act? You would think that it would work the other way.
He somehow thinks in his perverted sense. You know how his judgment is.
Well, thinks would be too strong a word for what Doolittle engages in. But yes, go ahead.
In other words, Bush thinks he's going to help out Doolittle, but he'll actually have the opposite results. They think they are so right in their perverted sense that they think that they're going to help each other when in actuality they're going to hurt.
I hope you're right about that. Looking into the tea leaves, I think it's a dead heat at the moment, but I really hope you're right, Bill. And just
I wanted to ask you one question.
Yeah.
How accurate is this polling that has taken place?
I don't know. All I know is some Republican pollster was hauled off to the pokey just a week or two ago because he completely pulled these numbers out of that place where the sun don't shine and completely made them up.
Oh.
And he was the Republican pollster. I'm not suggesting that that's the case with Charlie Brown's polling. I assume that it's pretty valid stuff, and let's just go with that.
I think it's just wonderful news that when I heard you say that a couple of days ago, it just made my day.
Well, I think it's delicious that in a heavily Republican gerrymandered district, it is so far a statistical dead heat. Thanks very much, Bill, for the call. 349-1320. Today, the Charlie Brown for Congress campaign released a new radio ad entitled The Wages of Sin. Highlighting the connections between Deep Doolittle and Jack Abramoff and their joint support for the Commonwealth of the Northern Mariana Islands and for all the sweatshop conditions, the forced abortions, the sex slavery, the religious restrictions, and numerous other human rights abuses that occurred there. 349-1320. Richard in Placerville. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. Hi, Richard.
Hello.
Welcome.
Thank you. I wonder if you guys are aware, or the public is aware, that Doolittle has hired his wife and pays her 15% of all the donations that taken in.
Yes, Richard, we have long been aware of that. We know that.
Yeah, 15% of $5 million will be quite a paycheck. Might help pay some of his...
Well, if she's taking 15% and if he raises, what do they think, he was going to raise $500,000? There's a nice little chunk of change into the family coffers for the lawyers that he's going to need when the other shoe drops from the Abramoff investigation. 349-1320 and Scott in Folsom. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Scott.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, thank you.
Hey, question for you. You keep saying it's a dead heat, but it's kind of vague. What's the actual numbers and what's the actual...
39, I think it's 39% and 41% with a margin of error of about 4 or 5%.
4 or 5%, and Charlie Brown's at 41%?
I think 39 to Doolittle's 41.
Okay, so it's...
It's within the margin of error, statistically a dead heat.
Hey, let me ask you another question.
Wait, do I look like the reference librarian to you? I thought you called with an opinion here.
Oh, I have lots of opinions, but it's just odd. How come when I listen to the show, which I listen to as much as I possibly can?
Well, and you should.
Of course, it's a local show. That's the best type, right?
Well, it's not only that we're local. We're smart. We're funny. We're informed. This is top of the line talk, Scott.
Okay, well then, why
we
is
hope.
So, there's so much disdain? How come there's so much venom in the talk? I think it's so old listening to the ridiculous little words.
But
like
you can't. But you can't. You can't get enough of it. That's the trouble. And you can't wait to be on the line and wait to call. So, you know, did you call? You called disingenuously, didn't you, Scott? You're probably part of the Doolittle campaign, aren't you?
Actually,
I hardly ever listen to the program.
Yeah, I have nothing to do with Doolittle.
Okay.
I live in Folsom, California.
But you're a regular listener to Enid Live?
I listen to you when I'm on my way home, which is at 3 o'clock from Citrus Heights on a regular basis.
Well, I'm glad that you do. And
hello?
So, yes, I'm glad that you do. We're delighted that you listen.
And I'm all serious. I was sitting here listening just now, listening to the numbers, and I kept hearing it, and I'm truly interested in what the numbers were. But everybody that called, and it seems to be a routine, it's always so vicious, the word.
Wait a minute. You've got a guy who is completely dishonest, and that's Doolittle, who is a complete hypocrite, who says he's anti-gambling, who says he's a Mormon, who can't wait to be paid for doing favors for out-of-state gambling interests. When every time he does it, the cash register rings. Wouldn't you evince some disdain, too, for somebody like that?
You know what? I don't disagree with you there. I'm not a big Doolittle fan by any means.
I mean, but wouldn't you? The gall, the arrogance, and the hypocrisy, wouldn't that evince a disdain on your end?
without a doubt. But I mean, I'm not talking about or. It's always such a belittling word instead of some intelligent conversation. I'm just wondering.
Well, I think I hope we have a lot of intelligent conversation here, but I know that you're going to call us if we don't. And I I invite you to continue to do so, Scott. And I thank you very much.
Thank you
too, and I thank you for the call. 349-1320-866-620-6120. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid. Well, you know what? Fuel oil and the crude oil have dropped about 20% in the New York Stock Exchange. And I'll tell you what, you can see that on the roads. There is more traffic in the last couple of weeks than there have been in a really long time. Now, southbound 99 by Fruit Ridge Road, we do have a three-car crash there stopping traffic in northbound Cap City Freeway at Cal Expo. We have a two-car crash stopping traffic. Our humidity tonight is about 64%, and we're at 72. Back with Enid Live at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Taking the left lane all the way home with Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
I'd like to start this commercial off by saying, we're not interested in painting pleasing images in your head just to convince you.
Hey, listen up. What about your future? Are you unhappy with your current job? Want to make great money and get the promotion you deserve? Now's the time. Explore your options. Log on to sackjobs.com and post your resume today. That's sackjobs.com. Post your resume and have local employers find you now. New companies being added each day and hundreds of jobs being added each week. So if you're in the market for a job, sackjobs.com is a click away. At sackjobs.com, you're on your way to a better day.
New rule. Prince Harry is going to hurt someone. Look at this kid. He's a thundering ball of rage. His mom's dead. His father dates rotted tree bark. His brother gets to be king, and he's destined to spend the rest of his life being photographed doing nothing. Arrest him before he kills a woman. New rule. Country music stars can't be authors. Charlie Daniels' new book, Ain't No Rag, Freedom, Family, and the Flag, is a collection of musings by noted white trash icon Charlie Daniels on subjects ranging from American flags to American flag bumper stickers to what to do to a hippie if you catch him trying to burn your flag. Before this book, I was ambivalent on the issue of flag burning. Now I find myself reconsidering the question of book burning.
Laughing at the Truth, AM 1320.
New rule, one dear to my heart. Lap dancing is a First Amendment right. The L.A. City Council this week banned lap dancing. What is next, burning books? Lap dancers, or Imagineers, as I like to call them, are artists drawing you into their fantasy world, much like a skilled novelist does. If novelists had perfectly waxed bikini lines. But more importantly, lap dancers are expressing an idea called hope. The hope that someday a skinny young woman with artificial breasts and a navel piercing will want to have sex with you. And without that hope, millions of American men might just as well throw themselves into the sea.
Laughing at the Truth, AM 1320.
We know.
Hi, this is Jackie Schultz
and Nisa Davis Hayden
from the Studio Theater in downtown Sacramento.
And we need your support.
We have a great show at the theater, and we want to make a special offer to all of you AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel listeners. Our show is the Tony-nominated musical Pump Boys and Dinettes. Come see the show that audience members are saying will melt your troubles away.
Welcome to Highway 57, somewhere between Frog Level and Smyrna. It's 1982, and on one side of the road is a gas station run by four happy-go-lucky guys who provide service with a smile. Opposite, the Cup Sisters own the diner where fun is always on the menu.
The entire performance is filled with humor and song and transports the audience to a simpler, more relaxed time.
Each AM 1320 listener that mentions this ad gets $5 off their ticket. Pump Boys and Dinettes plays Thursdays through Saturdays at 8 and Sundays at 2 through October 8th. Call the box office at 446-2668 or go to thestudiotheater.net. We need your support.
Sunny day with tonight's At
your terror forecast.
And folks, wasn't it just a perfect day for a terror alert? Bone chilling in the morning, clear and present danger in the afternoon, tapering off into cold sweats at night. Tomorrow, AccuTerror is predicting 100% chance of a really big terror alert to take our mind off bad economic news. An Al-Qaeda cell coming down from Canada into here, the Great Lakes regions, the folks into Detroit and Saginaw. You might want to put on that extra layer of Kevlar. Our exclusive AccuTerror radar is picking up a lot of chatter out here in the Denver area, so stay away from chemical plants, nuclear facilities, and of course, the French fries at Arby's. Here in the west, some light showers of ammonium nitrate, or a little sarin gas are possible in the Los Angeles area, but don't expect loss of life. The Santa Anas are going to push all that nasty gunk out. Here's your 5-day. Yellow, bluish yellow, yellow again, yellow gradually becoming orange, and orange back into yellow. And we've got an orangish red weekend on tap, so be sure to have plenty of bottled water and canned goods on hand. And that's terror. All right, make it a great day.
Laughing at the truth, AM 1320. Live from the left, it's Enid Goldstein on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Whatever you do, do not do what your mother always told you to do when you were growing up. Do not eat your spinach. At least do not eat the bagged spinach, because you can eat the fresh stuff. Buy the fresh stuff. That's really good for you. But don't eat the bagged stuff. CBS News has got a special report that federal officials say that the E. coli outbreak traced to spinach has now spread to 20 states, and has sickened 94 people. I wonder if any of them are John Doolittle. death by spinach. 349, sickness by spinach. 349-1320, 866, 626, 1320. We're talking about Doolittle. We're talking about, I want to share with you some information about Representative Ney, who's going off to the pokey. Let's go to Scott first in Yuba City. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320. Hi, Scott.
Hi, Enid. I hope you're having a really good day.
I am. Thank you. Fridays are all fabulous.
I'm having a kind of difficult issue understanding why Bush would want to kind of align himself with somebody that's so close to the Abramoff scandal.
Because they need every single Republican that they can get to succeed, so that there is no investigation and so that there are no subpoenas. It's that simple.
Yeah, it seems like it would almost degrade Bush's stance, but I mean,
how much lower can you go than Bush is?
Yeah. I'm sorry I didn't tell your screener this. I had another question. I heard that Air America Radio was having some financial issues.
Like, I think they're having some cash flow problems. But...
Yeah, I'm 25 years old. I'm playing at home mom every single day of the week, and I want to be able to help. I don't have any finances to be able to help or anything along those lines. But is there a way that I can assist Air America, not just telling my friends, which is what I actually do.
Not that I am aware of at the moment, but if I hear of anything, I will pass it along. We're fine here.
All right,
so just know that we are. And I think Franken hasn't gotten, what did he say, some cash flow checks. He hasn't gotten his checks lately, so the cash isn't flowing into his pocket. But you know what? He's okay. So for the moment, we are all just fine.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you, Scott. If there's anything to report, we'll report it. Representative Robert Ney, Republican from Ohio, agreed today to plead guilty to conspiring to commit multiple official acts for lobbyists in exchange for campaign contributions, meals, and luxury travel. You know, it actually looks so benign, the Monica and Bill thing, compared to all of this, because, I mean, it's the same kind of a deal. One was the same thing. You know, don't you think the knee pads, the lobbyists are—it's whoring in a different form. In the case of the lobbyists, they put out lots and lots of money. Ney agreed to he from lobbyists he got campaign contributions. He did special favors for them, multiple official acts, and in return, he sold himself out. He whored himself out for campaign contributions, meals, and luxury travel, sports tickets, and gambling chips. He became the first elected official to face charges in the ongoing influence peddling investigation of former lobbying powerhouse Jack Abramoff, after insisting for more than a year, lying, actually, that he had broken no laws in his dealings with Abramoff. Ney signed a plea deal and was in, and that was entered into federal court today. Prosecutors are seeking a sentence of 27 months in prison. Nay checked into alcohol rehab clinic and apologized in a statement for, quote, serious mistakes that have brought pain to his family and constituents. You know, they only apologize after they've been caught. They aren't apologizing in advance, or better yet, not doing the deed in advance. They apologize, they check themselves into Betty Ford or some other place like that, and it was the devil made them do it, was the alcohol that made them do it. Congressman Ney and his co-conspirators engaged in a long-term pattern to deprive the public of his honest, unbiased services as an elected official, said the Justice Department Criminal Division Chief Alice Fisher at a press conference. People must have faith and confidence in their elected officials. And she said that Ney has acted in his own interest, not in the interest of his constituents. Well, how does what Ney did differ from what Doolittle is doing? How is it that Doolittle, I think Doolittle's waiting for the next shoe to drop myself. 349-1320, 866-620-6320. I think Ney is the blueprint for guys like Doolittle. That's what I think. I think they've all been engaged in the same awful activities. And Ney really got caught, and I hope Doolittle is about to get caught. Front page story in the B today. Headline, proposal, blindsided the Maloofs, the aloof Maloofs. Here are the Maloofs. I mean, this whole thing is just degenerated into the Three Stooges tries to get an arena together at the rail yards and is having a hard time. And here are the Maloofs who have been invited back to the table but, quote, are not answering our calls. The Maloofs wanted everything, and they got just about everything they wanted, and they didn't get a few things, and now they're walking out the door. And I say, adios, adios, stay away. I think this whole thing is a joke. And here is the arena debacle, or I always say debacle, but I mean debacle, because I always read it in my head as debacle, but it is debacle. Just like for many years, I read the word G-E-S-T-U-R-E as gesture. He made a gesture, but it's a gesture, so debacle. Okay, excuse me for that. But anyway, here is the headline, Arena Debacle, Maloofs retreat from the campaign, and they're leaving a huge mess. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to the Fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid. Our temperature is 72. We're going to have a little humidity on for the next couple of days, about 31%. Wind is going to be, and the traffic. Southbound 99, we have emergency vehicles stopping the lane there for a three-car crash. I know Madison Avenue, I-80 headed towards Roseville, we have a two-car crash there stopping traffic as well. Manzanita Lane at Cold Springs, we do have a vehicle in the roadway stopping everything down. And westbound 50, just west of Mather Field, we have a vehicle right-hand side, the stopping traffic, emergency vehicles are there, and hit and run injuries are involved, so please stay clear of that southbound I-5 just south of Arena Boulevard. Lisa West here for traffic and weather from the left, and Enid Live continues at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
New rule, Jewish people have to start... The Jewish population in America dropped 5% in the last decade, which may explain why this country's finances have gone to... Breed, you sons of Abraham, breed! We need you. Israel needs you. Kobe Bryant, Robert Blake, and Phil Spector need you. Without Jews, who's going to write all those sitcoms about blacks and Hispanics? Living in a box for 6 weeks doesn't make you a magician, it makes you homeless.
Laughing at the Truth, AM 1320.
This is an AM 1320 Left Channel Action Calendar. Help preserve open space in our region by attending the Sacramento Valley Conservancy's annual Treasures of the Valley event on Thursday, October 5th from 5:30 to 7 p.m. at the Sacramento State Alumni Center, 6000 J Street. This fun evening spotlights local artists and includes a live and silent auction. You'll also be treated to great food, wine and beer, and jazz featuring Shake Don't Stir. Treasures of the Valley supports the Sacramento Valley Conservancy, the award-winning nonprofit land trust that is committed to preserving the beauty, character, and diversity of the Sacramento Valley landscape. That's Treasures of the Valley, Thursday, October 5th from 5:30 to 7 p.m. at the Sacramento State Alumni Center. For more information, go to SacramentoValleyConservancy.org or call 916-731-8798.
I wanted it all. Intelligence, great looks, physical strength, inner beauty, even social consciousness. Friends said that I wanted too much, but I wouldn't settle. And now, I have it all.
This woman is talking about her Renewal by Anderson replacement windows from Hall's Window Center. If it looks better, lasts longer, and outperforms the competition, it's gotta be Anderson. The only windows and doors to receive Green Seal certification for energy efficiency and environmentally friendly manufacturing. Now you too can have it all. For a limited time, get 7 Renewal by Anderson windows and 1 Anderson PermaShield patio door from Hall's Window Center for just $69.95. Left Channel listeners save an extra $150. Go to HallsWindowCenter.com. Click on the green seal for your coupon. Visit Halls Window Center today on Business Park Drive in Sacramento and now in Roseville on Roseville Parkway next to BJ's. Call 1-800-76-HALLS. SMUD financing available. Some restrictions apply. Offer ends September 30th.
Miss a little, miss a lot. Stay with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
The fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. We're talking about Bush coming to town to raise money, to raise hell for Doolittle. We're talking about a headline, proposal blindsided the Maloofs. What a joke the arena is, the arena debacle. The Maloofs are retreating from the campaign. They're just leaving a huge mess. They are holding out for they don't want any housing, they don't want any hotels, they don't want any retail activities in this 20-acre district. Instead, they want an arena and parking garages, and they want nothing else. I say adios, Maloofs. Michael in Placerville, hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Hi, Enid.
Hi, Michael.
Two things. One, all this whining from Bush, and when he gets up there in Matt Lauer's face, says his job is to protect America and protect the American citizens. That's not what his oath of office says. His oath of office says he is there to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States of America, period. That's the first.
You know, he's there to strip mine as much as he can for his friends and himself. That's what he's been there to do, regardless of what he tells you he's there for. Yes, and what else? What's your other point?
For the oath of office. The other thing is, as far as Doolittle and the Charlie Brown campaign, I have been in areas of Granite Bay where I have had dumped Doolittle stickers on my glove box, and I've been stopped by people that have, I'll just say, Republican-like stickers on the backs of their vehicles, wanting to put the dumped Doolittle stickers on there next to them.
Really?
I think things are turning around a little bit.
Well, then you know what I think the Doolittle campaign ought to do is go into those big Republican strongholds and do giveaways of those stickers, those bumper stickers. I think that would be a really good thing to do. Michael, I thank you very much. And are you doing anything for the Doolittle campaign?
I'm giving Charlie Brown everything I can.
Good, 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 good. Keep it up. 349-1320, Nick in Roseville. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Nick.
Hi, Enid. I wasn't expecting to come back on again. I just wanted to give you the answer to a question.
No, darling, you don't come on again. If you have been on once, that's it for the day. I thank you, though, for the call. Esther in Sac. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Hi. Yeah, I just wanted to make a comment about Tom DeLay, and I just think it's despicable that he would be able to steal all that money and be involved in such a corrupt manner with, you know, the people's money and things like that and only get a few years and get to keep the money. And I just think how horrible because...
Well, wait, I don't think DeLay has been sentenced yet.
No, he hasn't, but what they said was that they had an announcement on the radio that he could face up to 10 years, but that the prosecutor is going to offer him 2 years. And that's just outrageous. If a person...
listening to AM 1320 KCTC, Sacramento's Left Channel. Streaming live at 1320leftchannel.com.
As E. coli infections spread, there's only one thing to do with bagged spinach.
Don't rinse it, don't cook it, throw it out.
The president warns the U.S. will lose vital intelligence if the CIA program of interrogating accused terrorists is shut down.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Bill Whitney. It got worse today. Federal health officials now say the outbreak of E. coli illness has spread to 20 states and sickened at least 94 people. One person in Wisconsin died, and in Oregon, Gwen Wellborn barely survived her bout.
The main doctor in the emergency room had come up to me and said that they were very sorry, but there was nothing else that they could do for me.
Wellborn says she doesn't know if she'll be able to eat salad again. Experts trace the outbreak to fresh spinach sold in bags. CBS News correspondent Wyatt Andrews reports they have a theory about how the spinach was tainted.
Public health officials say the most likely scenario here is that some large farm or series of farms, most likely in California, had cow manure in their irrigation water, and that somehow this tainted water was used on the crops.
The produce industry has halted shipments of spinach while it urges the government to get to the bottom of this quickly. The industry says 99% of the spinach crop is safe. How this?
If you're taking a trip and wanted to go an extra 33,000 miles, would you be better off with a Michelin man driving or with a cabbie?
Where are you going?
Across the country, 11 times.
That'd be about $62,000.
Is that with the air conditioning on or without?
Without.
Well, the Michelin man can beat that hands down. Michelin Hydro-Edge tires outlast the leading competitor by up to 33,000 miles. So you get more tire for your money. To find a Michelin dealer nearest you, visit MichelinMan.com. Michelin, a better way forward.
The following message brought to you is a public service by Arid Extra Dry.
There's an important election going on right now. It's the election of the executive director of the Wetness Protection Program. And it's critical that you get out and vote today at wetnessprotectionprogram.com. Because your vote is a vote against underarm wetness, a vote against odor, a vote for a fresher America. Make sure that your voice is heard. Because you and every other American have the right to wetness and odor protection. Visit wetnessprotectionprogram.com.
To fight wetness and odor, just apply Arid Extra Dry.
Struggling with Congress over anti-terrorist policy, President Bush came out swinging at a Rose Garden news conference today.
In his opening statement and in response to questions, President Bush all but demanded that Congress specifically authorize the CIA program of interrogating terror suspects in U.S. custody.
Were not for this program, our intelligence community believes that Al-Qaeda and its allies would have succeeded in launching another attack against the American homeland.
If Congress doesn't act, Mr. Bush warned that the CIA program would have to be shut down for fear the CIA operatives conducting the interrogations might be prosecuted for violating the Geneva Convention ban on cruel and degrading treatment of prisoners. Mark Noller, CBS News, the White House.
When he speaks at the UN next week, the president says he'll tell the General Assembly that Iran should not be allowed to stall. He was blunt about when asked if he'd meet in New York with Iranian President Ahmadinejad.
No, I'm not going to meet with him. I have made it clear to the Iranian regime that we will sit down with the Iranians once they verifiably suspend their enrichment program. And I meant what I said.
Just before Mr. Bush spoke, the European Union's top foreign policy official, who's been negotiating with Iran, said they're really making progress. In Iraq, a new tactic against violence. The Interior Ministry says trenches will be dug around Baghdad to keep insurgents and vehicles packed with explosives from getting into the city. Yesterday, a truck bomb in western Baghdad killed two American soldiers. Today, the U.S. military said a third soldier is missing. For the second time this month, Mexico's Baja California Peninsula is in the path of a hurricane. Lieutenant Dave Roberts, a Navy forecaster at the National Hurricane Center, says Tropical Storm Lane became a Category 1 storm this afternoon.
And over the next 24 hours, we're looking for strengthening, possibly to a Category 2 sometime on Saturday.
Lane is already blamed for one death. A landslide caused by heavy rain on Mexico's Pacific coast killed a 7-year-old boy. Hurricane John traveled roughly the same path a couple of weeks ago. In the Atlantic, Hurricane Gordon has weakened to a Category 1 as it moves north, but Tropical Storm Helene is approaching hurricane strength. Neither system threatens land. Like the leaves on the trees, oil prices are starting to fall, and that's good news as we head into the heating season.
With the changes we've seen in both the crude and the gasoline markets, consumers are likely to look forward to lower prices
to heat their homes this winter.
Mark Rout of the firm Energy Security Analysis says natural gas prices are also down sharply, stockpiles are high, and the El Nino weather pattern might keep temperatures warmer than usual. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup.
If you're taking it,
Marsha's line and
AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel, invites you to the People Before Politics Picnic and Rally, hosted by Rob Haswell, Democratic candidate for the 4th Assembly District, on Sunday, September 24th from 1 to 6 p.m. at Camp Lotus in Coloma. Bring the family and friends to this free event, featuring live music by Mother Jones and the Jim Dyer Band. The Haswell campaign bus makes its last whistle stop of the campaign on the American River at Camp Lotus for an old-fashioned picnic with free barbecue and fresh farm foods growing in our very own Sierra foothills. And there will be games and other activities for the kids.
Rob Haswell will be joined by special guests, including State Senator-to-be Daryl Steinberg and former Congressman Pete McCloskey.
Don't miss an afternoon on the American River at Camp Lotus in Coloma on Sunday, September 24th from 1 to 6, and enjoy a great afternoon of politics, food, and live music. For more information, go to robhaswellforassembly.com or call 530-889-2278.
AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel, invites all state workers and their friends to come celebrate Thank You State Workers Day at the state capitol on Wednesday, October 4th. The celebration will be on the capitol's west lawn from 11 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. It's sponsored by AM 1320, the California State Employees Association, and the Capital Weekly Newspaper. Come and sign up to win a free California weekend vacation to either Disneyland or San Diego from Getaway Today Vacations. Enjoy free ice cream, courtesy of Ovations Food Services. Pick up lots of giveaways and valuable information for state workers and retirees. We want to thank state workers for your service to the public. You should be proud of who you are and what you do for the people of California. So come join the celebration. Thank You State Workers Day, Wednesday, October 4th from 11 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. State Capitol, West Lawn.
Talk to Enid now,
349-1320. 407, 7 minutes after 4 o'clock. Welcome to Hour 2 of Enid Live. This is the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live, and you are listening to All Girl Radio because we have on board with us Lisa West and Lauren Haley, and this is where the girls are women and the men are glad of it. You can come. Everybody's laughing very hard in the control room. You can always call me, and it's toll-free for a good time. Call Enid and the girls here at the Radio Ranch. 916-349-1320. This must be Friday. Or toll-free, always toll-free, 866-626-1320. And we stream live, 1320leftchannel.com. We are always doing full frontal talk radio here. And you can email me, enid@kctc.com. Let me just give you a sense of our lineup next week. We have some wonderful guests coming up. We have Edward P. Jones, who is a novelist who has won both a Pulitzer and a National Book Critics Circle Award for his first novel, The Known World. His latest effort is All Aunt Hager's Children. His work has been called engrossing, exquisitely crafted, and unforgettable stories which offer images of the African-American experience that are unparalleled in American fiction. And boy, can he write. He is just amazing. Tuesday, we are joined by Shelley Lewis, who is a co-creator of Air America Radio. She's been a TV news producer, and her new book is Naked Republicans, a full frontal exposure of right-wing hypocrisy and greed. Where do we start? Wednesday. Candidate Bill Durston, an ER doc who's running against the incumbent, Dan Lundgren, will be joining us, I think, live in studio. So that's coming up. What'd you say? Lauren is making a funny... anyway, so he's coming up with us on Wednesday. Everybody's in the 4 o'clock hour, I think. I think that's what we have going. So that's what's coming up for next week. One of the things we've talked about this week with quite a bit of vigor is the Phil Angelides campaign, which found itself cowering in a corner in a defensive crouch because the campaign had downloaded information about Arnold that came right off of his website where he made all those hot-blooded Latina comments. And, you know, that passed for a moment. And then, because Arnold's got some real pros running his campaign, they were out there swinging away, making Phil the bad guy. Well, Phil didn't do anything wrong. And it turns out, and this is a story we reported on yesterday because it was in the trades, in the broadcast trade publications, it turns out that KFI in Los Angeles, one of the particular talk hosts there and his producer have been accessing these parts of the website for a long time, not just recently, that they're not password protected, and that I thought that the point Phil ought to make is that if Arnold protects his website as well as he protects the state of California, we're all in trouble. He's in trouble and we're in trouble. But, and so the B is reporting that that Angelidis is defending the downloads, and it looks like he's coming out swinging and appearing publicly for the first time since his campaign acknowledged leaking the tape of Arnold's Schwartz's remarks on ethnicity. Phil defended his aide's actions by emphasizing that they took the digital file from a public website. So nobody should have said, oh, well, these two people did it without our permission. What a bunch of dorks to say that. He's saying, hey, this is a public website. So I say, go for it, Phil. Get out there and swing. Start punching away. And the Los Angeles Times is reporting that Hollywood is turning out to support Schwartz. And listen to this. Schwartz's campaign has sent out hundreds of invitations this week to an event hosted by Sherry Lansing, who used to run Paramount, Casey Wasserman, Danny DeVito, and his wife Rhea Perlman, and director James Cameron, more than two dozen others, asking this Hollywood contingent to donate up to $22,300 each to attend a fundraiser for Schwartzy at an estate, a fancy estate, the estate of media mogul Chaim Saban, on September the 30th. The most influential support that Schwartz's got in Hollywood include Steven Spielberg, Jeffrey Katzenberg, and, of course, Chaim Saban. Political insiders say that the governor's Democratic Hollywood supporters, generally more middle of the road than as outspoken and as liberal as Sean Penn or Michael Moore, are willing to support Schwartz because they feel he's taken a nonpartisan approach to some of their key causes, including stem cell research, school reform, and global warming. They see him as taking positions that mirror those taken by the Democrats, said an ultra-connected Hollywood political consultant who was instrumental in helping Schwartz's campaign secure entertainment industry support. Schwartz's wife, Maria Shriver, also played a large role in winning the endorsements by calling the Hollywood Democrats herself. So let me ask you this question. If the Hollywood Democrats are going for Schwartz because he's got Democratic-like positions, why go for that? Why don't you just go straight to the Democrat who's got actual positions and might actually believe what he's saying? Schwartz is doing this because it's a campaign year and because he's got to sound more centrist. And the minute he wins, I will bet you that he is... I'll bet you that he is going to revert to type. And the word on the street about Schwartz is he's a victim of the last person who whispered into his ear. So whatever they tell him, the last person he talks to, that's sort of what he believes in. Because what are his core sets of beliefs other than I want to advance myself as quickly and as far and as fast as I can do it, and I will take any route I can. Steroids, sex, I'll marry the prominent daughter of a prominent family. Whatever it takes, I'll do it. I'll change my shade of makeup to a more chestnut hue. Whatever it is. 349-1320, 866, 620-61320. So how is it? Even Nora Ephron said this. Well, that Arnold supported some of the things she believed in. Well, why not just go straight for a Democrat? Don't go for a Democrat-like candidate who is afraid to say he's a Democrat and who is a Republican and who has not yet publicly, so insofar as I know, stated how he feels about the war in Iraq, stated to what extent he does or does not support Dickey's proposals. He hasn't come out, and nobody has forced him into that particular corner either, as a matter of fact. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. There are 8 weeks left in this election,
And although the conclusion may feel foregone and the entertainment value largely sapped, and this is from an op-ed piece in the Los Angeles Times, there is still time to salvage the season, the writer says. It'll mean ignoring the fluff and fire-breathing and demanding something better from our candidates. It'll mean asking why Schwartzy wants to veto Santa Monica Democratic State Senator Sheila Kuehl's bill guaranteeing health care to all Californians. It'll mean considering why Schwartzy finally boosted the minimum wage in an election year after vetoing it twice before. It'll mean demanding that Angelita can his campaign team and start acting like a sensible public servant rather than a seedy private investigator. It'll mean, in the immortal world, words of the real world, asking what happens when our politicians stop playing dumb and start getting real. So this is the wrong apology from Arnold. The whole idea was that this was going to be a campaign between the nerd versus the jock, and I don't see that exactly playing out as I expected that it would. So the Angelitas campaign, defending the download, starting to swing a little bit. And starting maybe to almost connect a punch. We had a call from one of you. The numbers in the Doolittle district, it is a 48%, this is registered Republicans, 16% registered Democrats, 31% declined to states. So if you add up the 31 and the 16, what you get is 47%, versus, which is the Democrats and the declined to states, versus a 48% Republican registration in Doolittle's district. So that's why there's the, for Charlie Brown to win, he's got to draw Republicans, and that's why he has the Republicans for Charlie Brown wing of his campaign. I think the Democrats have probably been less active because it's so heavily gerrymandered Republicans. So all the more significant that the polling indicates that Charlie Brown and Doolittle are in a statistical dead heat. This week, Ann Richards died, and we now have word that Italian writer Oriana Fallaci has died. I don't know if you knew about her work in books, in classes about how to interview newsmakers. Her books are always cited. She was gutsy. She's Italian, 76 years old at the time of her death. She's an Italian writer and journalist best known for her abrasive interviews and her provocative stances. She was diagnosed with cancer some years ago, but she died overnight at a private clinic in Florence. Fallaci, who had lived in New York, had come back to her hometown days ago as her condition worsened. She's a former resistance fighter and a war correspondent. She was rarely seen in public, but during her journalistic career, she became known for challenging interviews with such world leaders as former U.S. Secretary of State Henry Kissinger and the late Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat and Iran's Ayatollah Khomeini. So she is dead at the age of 76. And we had Marilyn Johnson on one day. You know, some of you know I collect obituaries. And Marilyn Johnson has written a book about obituaries called The Deadbeat. And she says people die in threes. So these prominent people die in threes. So we have Ann Richards gone, and now we have Oriana Fallaci gone this week. And I don't know who the third person is going to be, if in fact that's the case. We've been talking a little bit about the, and I really didn't have a chance to get into it last hour, so let me bring it up again. We have here the arena debacle. This is what the Bee is saying in its editorial, that the Maloofs have retreated from the campaign and what they have left in their wake is a huge mess. They want everything their way. They don't want anything but a big parking structure and a lot of arena. They don't want houses. They don't want retail activity around the arena. They want it all their way. So maybe this is just another way of them deciding to walk out the door. I just think this is a horrible piggy deal, that these are piggy people, and I would like to see this whole arena thing evaporate. Also, some polling that we talked about but didn't get into a lot of detail yesterday. I want to discuss it for a moment. California's growing diversity does not extend to the ballot box. The growing diversity of California's population is not showing up in the voting booth, where people who do vote are richer, they're older, and they're whiter than their non-voting neighbors. So people who vote are richer, they're older, and they're whiter than the people who don't vote. So who these candidates are playing to is a tiny, tiny, tiny sliver of the of really who is out there and who is affected. So if you're not willing to vote, you are missing out on having a voice in what happens. About 15% of adult people make the decisions, and that 15%, doesn't look much like California. 349-1320-866-626-1320. So there, the people who are voting are richer, they're older, and they're whiter. Not as many African Americans voting, not as many Latinos voting. 63% of Latinos not registered to vote. The people who are voting, 72% are white. Latino is only 14%. Black is only 5%. Asian is only 6%. Other is only 3%. So if you want a stake in what California is all about, then I think you need to register. A new study out study was conducted by a man. A study that's guaranteed to delight men everywhere and to infuriate the women in their lives. A controversial new study that has claimed that men are really more intelligent than women. The study carried out by a man concluded that men's IQs are almost 4 points higher than women's. This researcher who carried out the study, though, has been in the soup before because he suggested that intelligence is influenced by race, and he says his findings could explain why so few women make it up to the top of the workplace. He claims that the glass ceiling phenomenon is probably due to women's inferior intelligence rather than to discrimination or lack of opportunity. So let me give you that again. Here is a researcher. He says that men are smarter than women, and this is the first research I've ever seen about that. He says that the reason that women don't make it up to the top of the corporate heap, the reason that there is a glass ceiling, is a phenomenon probably due to their inferior intelligence rather than to discrimination or lack of opportunity. What do you think about that? 349-1320 or 866-626-1320. Are men smarter than women? Oh, I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to the Fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West here on All Girl Radio.
Yes, we are. And I love your slogan, by the way. That would be a good billboard. Today only in Sacramento. This should make your drive nice. And in El Dorado County, 40% off one Cherry Berries order from AM 1320 listeners. Now, you can call them at 916-928-3333. That definitely makes the drive a little sweeter. We got a little bit of traffic, though, southbound 99 on the right-hand side by Fruit Ridge Road stopping down. Southbound Watt Avenue en route to eastbound 50. We have a hit and run with no injuries but blocking lane at Florin Road and 55th in South Sac. And we have a hit and run southbound I-5 just south of Arena Boulevard. Collisions in North Sacramento, westbound I-80, El Camino, 1599, I-80 and Northgate. Enid Live continues at AM 1320, where it's 72 at Sacramento's Left Channel.
Live and local, it's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Attention, Northern.
AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel and Freedom from War invite you to take part in a week of education and entertainment. The first annual Week of Peace is Sunday, October 1st through Saturday, October 7th. The week includes daily events including a Peace Awards dinner, the screening of the extraordinary film Beyond Treason, a panel discussion on peace featuring congressional candidates, a jazz mixer, and more. The Week of Peace is a unique opportunity to explore with others the realization of a world of nonviolence, peace, and social justice. For more information, log on to freedomfromwar.org or go to the events page at 1320leftchannel.com. Find out how you can purchase a passport to all of the events with your $50 donation going to your favorite peace organization. So join AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel and Freedom from War and stand up for peace by taking part in Peace Week, October 1st through October 7th.
Live from Cache Creek Casino Resort on Friday, September 15th, is Showdown at Cache Creek 2. The 8 action-packed mixed martial arts match card features in the main event Mike Whitehead from Spike's Ultimate Fighter 2 against Zane Frazier from UFC 1 and 9. Plus special guest appearances by 3-time UFC champion Dan the Beast Severn and MMA legend Boz Rutten. Live from Cache Creek Casino Resort on Friday, September 15th, visit cachecreek.com for more details.
AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel invites you to the 5th Annual Voters Education and Candidates Forum 2006 at the Radisson on Saturday, October 7th from 1 p.m. to 5:30. This free event presented by the Asian Pacific Islander American Public Affairs Association is your opportunity to hear candidates running for office, including a debate between California Lieutenant Governor hopefuls John Garamendi and Tom McClintock. Also expect a lively debate on the downtown sports arena issue between supporters including Daryl Steinberg and foes like Assemblymember Dave Jones.
You can also win one of two $1,000 cash raffle prizes for taking a day off from work to vote.
Be an informed voter. Join 1,000 other interested citizens at this year's Voter Education and Candidates Forum 2006 at the Radisson on Saturday, October 7th from 1 to 5:30 p.m. More information is at apapa.org. That address again is apapa.org.
It at 349-1320.
On the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live, where we talk about everything. And by the way, I need to correct myself. In my head, I had it right. Next Wednesday, we're going to be joined by Bill Durston live in studio. He's running against Dan Lundgren. I think I said it the other way around. So if I did, and All Girl Radio assures me that I did, I apologize, and I wanted to set the record straight. 349-1320 is the number to call, or 866-626-1320. We stream live, 1320leftchannel.com, and you can email me, Enid, at kctc.com. And what we're talking about right now is a study from a very controversial researcher whose previous research created a real furor by suggesting that intelligence was influenced by race. Now he says that men, their IQs, in case they have any, are almost 4 points higher than women's. And he says that's the reason why there is a glass ceiling, because of inferior intelligence on the part of women rather than discrimination or lack of opportunity. I think he's wrong, and I'm going to tell you why I think he's wrong. I think, first of all, that intelligence is not really very often. I mean, just from forget the research for a moment. There are a lot of really smart people who don't go as far as they ought to in life, in business. And the reason that they don't go as far as they ought to, even though they're very, very smart, is that they don't have very good people skills. And I have seen people who are not very smart at all, but who have great people skills, who are really good socially. And those are the people who tend to get promoted a lot of the time, or tend to get hired. And they tend to get promoted, they tend to get hired, because they make the person who is hiring them feel comfortable. They are in the comfort zone. And somebody that I knew in the corporate world who was almost too dumb to breathe got jobs and kept getting promoted because he could, as they put it, manage upward. He could manage up. He could manage his supervisors. And he would do a really masterful job of that. But he wasn't particularly smart. He hasn't done any kind of innovation. But he has held on to his job and gotten promoted through the years. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. So what do you think? Is this true? Men are smarter than women in general? I don't know about that. Randy in Nevada City. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320. Hi, Randy.
Hi.
Welcome.
Yeah, hi, Enid. Having a little difficulty hearing you, but I just wanted to express my opinion regarding this so-called research First of all, you know, 4 IQ points isn't really a whole lot to begin with.
Is that what you would call a statistical dead heat, maybe?
I guess so.
Okay.
But just my second comment simply needed is that I love smart women. And much more attractive, the conversation's better. It just, the whole thing around it is just so much better when you're with a woman who's really good brain on her shoulder.
Well, I thank you very much, but I have a feeling, Randy, or at least from my experience, that you're in the minority. I think a lot of men might like smart women, but I think some of them are threatened by smart women. But I thank you very much for your comments. I think you have to be really strong to want to surround yourself with people who are smart or smarter than you are. And I think that in the old days when the men were men and were the ones who were the breadwinners and women, you know, weren't out in the workforce as they are today, I think a lot of them, stayed in situations or had to stay in situations and were sort of lesser. If you're not the breadwinner, you don't have the same say, I think. Not always. I mean, that isn't always the case. It's really whoever has all the emotional cards in the relationship, really. But if you're not the breadwinner, I don't think you have as much say. The person bringing in the dough in the family probably very often, not always, but a lot of the time, runs the show. And a lot of people are threatened by having partners who are smart or smarter than they are. And if you're really smart, I think you here's what women were always instructed to do. Lose at tennis. Don't reveal how smart you are. I was watching the CNN, Sanjay Gupta. Isn't he cute? Sanjay Gupta did a thing on CNN school in Reno for really gifted children. You have to have an IQ higher than 160. There were kids, really smart kids, in these smart kids programs, and the two teachers were, these kids are like sponges. They suck up all this information. I mean, they're incredible kids. And the teachers were telling them, well, you're doing too much, but kids really can't get enough of it. So now there's this Smart Kids Academy in Reno where the kids are just loving being challenged like this. I think that's fantastic. And here's what Gupta said. He said, we spend $100 per challenged students and only 3 cents per gifted student. And we need to reverse that because we have a lot of people lagging behind, but those who are really the engine for real contribution and discovery and so on, those are the people who need to be supported. Dan in Sacramento, hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320. Hi, Dan.
Hi.
Welcome.
How are you doing?
Good, thank you.
Long time listener, love to listen to you.
Thank you very much.
I would like to lend my agreement to Randy. I just love intelligent women. I like to bask in it. There's nothing better than an intelligent woman.
Oh, we like that.
The worst thing is an oppressed or suppressed woman. But anyway.
The worst thing is a what? Woman?
A suppressed or repressed woman.
How about one with silicon implants that look and feel like basketballs? Which are applying to many women these days. But I think men like that. There are a lot of men who like that, I think.
Yes. Unfortunately, I'm ashamed of my own gender in some respects.
All right. Now, who's smarter, men or women?
Oh, definitely women. It's been proven. There was a study done on young children at the age of 7 years old where they concluded, I won't go into how they did it, but that 7-year-old girls process information twice as fast intracerebrally as little boys. And hopefully we men can catch up with them somewhat later in life, but I think that we all know that that's true.
Well, in the beginning, girls are ahead of boys, but at some point, something happens. I don't know what happens exactly. They get the jobs and they keep women out. That's what happens.
What's that?
I said at some point they get the jobs and they keep women out. That's what happens.
Unfortunately.
All right, Dan. I thank you very much. We're delighted that there are two of you who like smart women. 349-1320. It opens up a line. Gary in Lincoln. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Hey, Enid.
Hey, Gary.
I have to agree. Well, there's more than two men that love smart women. There's actually quite a few of us out here.
Where are you? How come I haven't met too many of you?
Well, I'm teaching in an elementary school, so I'm around a lot of smart women.
You are? Okay, and you're around a lot of smart kids, too. At what point do the girls and boys catch up with each other? Is it past adolescence?
I would say maybe when they're in their 20s, from what I've seen.
In their 20s? Maybe?
Maybe.
Okay. All right.
pretty clear difference, you know, in general between my the little boys and little girls, but there's always a spectrum.
All right, now you are in an environment, if you're teaching, what, elementary school?
I teach second grade.
All right, you're teaching second grade, so you've got a lot of women teachers in there. You're mainly in a female environment insofar as the management is concerned, or your colleagues are concerned.
Yes.
How do you like that?
Well, there's times when I don't have a whole lot to say about the lunchroom conversation. But other than that, you know, I get along pretty well. I think one of the reasons the corporate world, why the glass ceiling has less to do with intelligence and more to do with ruthlessness. I think women tend to be a little bit more feeling generous people. And that might be a disadvantage in the corporate world.
Okay, I thank you very much for your thoughts. 349-1320. You know what they were saying about Katie Couric? That it's that people will listen to mom over breakfast, but they don't want to hear her thoughts over dinner. Is that a possibility? Here's what this researcher, let me just add to what he says. He says that differences in intelligence are directly linked to brain size, with studies showing that men have slightly bigger brains than women. But you know what Robin Williams said? I'm going to repeat this. That a man only has enough blood to power one system at a time, either his brain or his penis. So here's what the researcher said. We know that men have larger brains, even when you take into account larger body sizes. And that means there are more neurons. The question is what these neurons are doing in a man. We don't know what they're doing in a man. Could be that they're taking a nap. 349-1320. John in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Hi, John.
Hey, hi, Enid?
Yes, hi.
Hi, how you doing? Sorry about that. This is the first time caller.
Oh, well, welcome. Delighted that you're calling us. How did you find us?
Oh, you're on the radio. I don't know how I found you.
You were just surfing?
Yeah, you got it.
Okay.
What I want to comment about that is I personally believe that men are slightly smarter in cognitive abilities, but I don't see that as being a major dividing point. Like when you said, are men smarter than women? It kind of gives the assumption that all men are smarter than all women, which is obviously not the case. Just on a norm schedule, do you follow?
Yes.
So 4 points, as the guy said, the first
four. It's 4 points.
Yeah, the guy Randy, that really is a dead heat as far as intelligence. 4 points is nothing, and that could be testing error, if anything.
But this professor has gotten into the soup before, because in previous research, 4 years ago, he triggered a real controversy because he claimed that intelligence and behavior are influenced by race. And then he went on to say that he thought blacks were more likely to be involved in crime and that Asians had a greater chance of higher IQs. But he is standing, he said these are unpopular conclusions, and he said, but he is standing by his results.
Huh, well.
And part of his results are that men are smarter than women. But here's where I think it's really shaky, where he says that the glass ceiling has to do with inferior intelligence. I don't think at all. I think it has more to do with a lot of social stuff than inferior intelligence.
Well, I would definitely agree with you about the glass ceiling. They definitely have a lot less opportunities and things like that. And it may be due in part, because I personally side with him on the 4 points thing. I think that he's probably right from my own estimate in life. But just that there is a whole spectrum. But if you start at each side, just like with heights with men and women, that men have taller heights, and it's just a physical thing, and it's not a, it doesn't mean anything.
Well, he's saying that that they have a larger brain because they have a larger bodies. But, you know, sometimes you can have something that's bigger and it's not better. I thank you, John, for the call. Thanks very much. Call us again, 349-1320, 866-626-1320. And by the way, you're going to be seeing more and more about AM 1320, and you're going to be seeing it starting Monday. You're going to see our name all over the place. So we'll talk more about that as we continue. Richard in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Hi, Richard.
Are you with me now?
I am.
Oh, hi, Enid. Okay, there's a couple of points. I agree with you that the difference, if there is any, is more by social reasons. For example, I will bet you that women as a group will marry a little bit younger than the men, and therefore maybe stop or shorten their education. And because most of these IQ tests, even if they're not biased to begin with, are a measure of experience, education, and so on, not so much innate intelligence. The other thing is, why would a man marry look for a dummy as a mate? What, I can't understand that. And they might, a certain kind of man might want no brain, you know, the ones that want to
let's look at the Paris Hilton phenomenon.
Okay.
Or somebody like that. Although I don't think she's a dummy. I think she plays a dummy, and she plays it convincingly, but I don't think she's as dumb. I saw her on Saturday Night Live once, and she was laughing at herself, and she did it with a certain amount of aplomb, and it was kind of refreshing, actually, self-deprecating, and it worked. But look at some of these really, really gorgeous people who are, I mean, is Anna Nicole Smith going to win the Nobel Prize for anything besides sex? I mean, and what's his name, who was very old when he fell in love with her and she was sort of a stripper? Howard Marshall, or I forget his name now. He was in love with her, and I don't think they were discussing things in the encyclopedia. I mean, people get married for more reasons than there are reasons.
Oh, sure. It's very nice if a person is born with physical attractiveness and intelligence. It's very nice. But on the other hand, I've been married a long time, and what I definitely was seeking was someone that was self-reliant and independent, not someone that needed me. You know what I mean? So you
wanted a woman who was resourceful and independent.
Yeah.
And you didn't want to be, leaned on, and you didn't want to be smothered. And I can certainly understand all of that.
Yeah, and so you have a tendency that kind of person is going to be a little bit better educated and obviously often smarter if they're raised.
Well, let me just put it this way, more emotionally competent, possibly. But Richard, thank you so much. These were interesting insights. I want to say one thing. I knew a guy once who was... He is no longer among us, but he was, a lot of people in media knew him. I'm not going to mention a name, but he was short. He was, looked a little bit like the Michelin Man. He was not the cutest guy you ever were going to see. In fact, just the opposite. And the minute he started talking, because he was so funny and he was so smart, you completely forgot about how he looked. He was just hilarious, and what his looks were completely dropped away. 349-1320, 866-620-6320. The research indicates, at least one set of one piece of research that men are smarter than women by 4 IQ points. Oh, come on! I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Yeah, I want to win the Nobel Prize for my weather and my traffic reports. I wonder what will happen.
Well, you'll certainly win the Nobel Prize for that.
Well, and for humidity, I can tell you, 27%. We have 73 for the temperature, and our southbound 99 right there by Fruit Ridge Road. Our traffic is stopped up now, and I just got a phone call. It is absolutely stopped. It looks like there's a vehicle that's in the middle of the roadway. Now, hit and run in the capital of hit and run in California. Fair Oaks Boulevard at Landis. We have one at Watt Avenue just south of Auburn. And we also have another one, it looks like, Wallerga Road and Kiep right there on the on-ramp. Fair Oaks Boulevard and Landis as well has a three-car crash. Enid Live continues at AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
If loving Enid is wrong, we don't want to be right. AM 1320.
Hey, listen up. What about your future? Are you unhappy with your current job? You want to make great money and get the promotion you deserve? Now's the time. Explore your options. Log on to sackjobs.com and post your resume today. That's sackjobs.com. Post your resume and have local employers find you now. New companies being added each day and hundreds of jobs being added each week. So if you're in the market for a job, sackjobs.com is a click away. At sackjobs.com, you're on your way to a better day.
Don't want to be an American idiot. Don't want a nation under the new media. And can you hear the sound of the stereo? The subliminal mind, America.
I'm Scott Farrington, morning co-host on AM 1320's Morning Retort. More young people are becoming infected with AIDS than ever before. But now you can be part of the solution. Help raise awareness and save lives by joining me and show up for the Sacramento Valley AIDS Run and Walk, Sunday, September 17th at the west steps of the state capitol. Registration begins at 7:30 and proceeds benefit HIV/AIDS nonprofit agencies in the region. You can make a difference. To find out more, go to 1320leftchannel.com.
Freedom cannot be forced into existence, nor can it be won through painful struggle.
You're listening to AM 1320 KCTC.
Freedom cannot be bought or sold. It has nothing to do with one's social status. One's profession is of no consequence.
Sacramento's Left Channel.
In order for you to accept yourself as you are and live with your soul at peace, you must simply teach yourself to let it be. Only then will you discover freedom.
And streaming live at 1320leftchannel.com.
New rule, stop whining about gas prices. It's good that it costs a lot, and not just because the sales tax will help pay for our twice-a-year governor elections. It's also good if it makes you think of walking the three blocks from your house to Del Taco instead of taking the Land Cruiser. Gasoline costs a lot because we have to find it, bribe or kill the people who live on top of it, extract it, refine it, ship it, and pump it. You'll pay $2 a gallon, and you'll like it because you know what the alternative is, riding on the bus with poor people. New rule, call things what they are. If your morning coffee contains crushed ice, whipped cream, and caramel, it's a milkshake.
Laughing at the truth, AM 1320. It's Enid Goldstein on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
On the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. The lines are full, and when they open up, I'll give you the numbers again. But you can email me, Enid at kctc.com. What we're talking about is a controversial researcher who has done some research, and he says that men are smarter than women by about 4 IQ points. He says it looks like up until late adolescence, the females have the advantage over males because they mature faster, which masks the underlying difference. And he also says that he thinks that the glass ceiling phenomenon is probably due to inferior intelligence on the part of women rather than discrimination or lack of opportunity. You think that's right? I don't think it's right. I don't think that part of it is right. Matt in Chico, hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320. Hi, Matt.
Oh, hello. First-time caller.
Welcome.
I was listening a little bit. I came in a little late, but psychometrically, 4 points is kind of meaningless. I'd have to.
Hello? Hello, hello? Uh-oh. We lost you. Call us back, Matt. 349-1320. So we have an open line. Ashwin in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hey, Enid. Pulling on the last caller who got dropped, his comments. 4 points is pretty much, scientifically speaking, negligible. And it is just goes in the margin of error overall. And also, the 4 point now, did he look at the educational backgrounds, historical backgrounds of these women that he was studying compared to similar backgrounds of the men he was studying?
I don't know. I really don't know all the details. I just know that he looked at 100,000 students. They were 17 and 18. This is of both sexes. He focused on factors like the ability to quickly grasp a concept, a complex concept. He looked at verbal reasoning skills and creativity, and revealed that the male teenagers had IQs that were, on average, almost 3.63 points higher, on average about 4 points higher. The average person, he says, has an IQ of 100, which is room temperature is, what, about 75? Yes, Ashwin.
the IQ that he came by, just like it could be the reverse of a glass ceiling with societal pressures.
Well,
that women are...
Yeah. I mean, he said the glass ceiling that had to do with a woman's inferior intelligence, but I maintain that it isn't intelligence. It should be intelligence that gets you elected. It should be intelligence that gets you the job. It should be intelligence, but I think very often it's not intelligence at all. It's people who make you feel comfortable get hired.
And if it was intelligence, you know what? My dad would be cooking and doing our homework and actually doing a lot of the things that my mom did and made us smart teenagers out here.
Well, I just want to say what Ann Richards said about Ginger Rogers and Fred Astaire, that Ginger did everything Fred did, only she did it backwards and in high heels. I thank you for the call, Ashwin. Matt is back with us. Hi, Matt.
Hi there. Is that hear me this time?
I can.
Okay. Psychometrically, 4 points is meaningless.
You think?
Well, I do it for, like, give IQ tests for a living.
You do? Okay. What have you found out in doing IQ tests for a living?
Well, first, you know, the concepts in general are, like some of you said earlier, very influenced by the multitude of factors. But the idea is that psychometrically, 4 points, you're talking a couple items on an IQ test.
How do they measure? Here's what I always thought or was told, that it is really tough for IQ tests or most IQ tests to measure creativity. How do they do that? And can they do it with any kind of real accuracy?
So the creativity one is hard. I have to read the guy's paper and see exactly what instrument to use.
Mm-hmm.
But the most common instrument is one that's supposed to be measured general intelligence, which is really influenced by educational experience. And so then you start getting into the social aspect of what happens to some of the different races and what happens to women educationally and how our education system treats women and different races. And so it seems like the whole thing is like an attempt to take a very complex thing and try to reduce it to something very simple, which really I don't think.
So how smart is he, that scientist, doing this?
Well, also maybe he's very smart. He's getting himself lots of attention.
There you go. But thank you, Matt. I appreciate your comments. Thanks very much. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein. You are listening to the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left from our very smart Lisa West.
You know what? I'd be interested to talk to Matt more about the IQ tests and traffic. That would be interesting to know more about it.
Traffic IQ, do you think there's such a thing as?
Yeah, you know what they do? I think Matt needs to call me back so I can get his information. Our traffic, southbound 99 at Fruit Ridge Road, we do have 3-car crash there stopping traffic, literally. On I-5, just past J Street, going southbound, we have a 2-car crash involving a big rig. We have a collision there, southbound I-5, and past the J Street one, Watt Avenue, just south of Auburn, we have a hit and run, and we have got an animal in the roadway. It appears to be it's a pit bull in the middle of the roadway. You guys stay clear of that. I think that's stopping traffic. I believe it. Eastbound 50 at Mather Field. Lisa West back with more Eden Live at AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
I wanted it all. Intelligence, great looks, physical strength, inner beauty, even social consciousness. Friends said that I wanted too much, but I wouldn't settle. And now I have it all.
This woman is talking about her Renewal by Anderson replacement windows from Hall's Window Center. If it looks better, lasts longer, and outperforms the competition, it's gotta be Anderson. The only windows and doors to receive Green Seal certification for energy efficiency and environmentally friendly manufacturing. Now you too can have it all. For a limited time, get 7 Renewal by Anderson windows and 1 Anderson PermaShield patio door from Hall's Window Center for just $69.95. Left channel listeners save an extra $150. Go to HallsWindowCenter.com. Click on the green seal for your coupon. Visit Hall's Window Center today on Business Park Drive in Sacramento and now in Roseville on Roseville Parkway next to BJ's. Call 1-800-76-HALLS. Smud financing available. Some restrictions apply. Offer ends September 30th.
The Morning Retort with Scott and Sim.
To understand it.
Mitch Romney.
What drives people?
Massachusetts governor. If he can't protect his own citizens from tunnels, how will he protect you from terrorists? Done. Campaign is dead. See how easy it was?
It was that easy.
See, that's the problem on the left. You're the problem right there. You think you get all the answers to all the little questions that does not drive a lot of people outside of California, outside of both coasts, outside of California and New York. Northeast. I mean, this is not the world. This is not the center of the universe, Mr. Sims.
Mitt Romney gets the nomination. The tunnels win. Think about it. Taurus, Terra, Earth, tunnels. Do the math, Scott!
It's very erotic. I'm being turned on by all this talk.
Scott and Sims, mornings 5:30 to 9 on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
New rule number one, no more cell phones in movie theaters. Please, you're not a cardiologist on call. You're a putz whose babysitter wants to know where the ketchup is. And then you tell her in the middle of the movie. Sometimes it's so loud in the theater I can barely hear what the black people are yelling at the screen. There is a simple solution. Put your cell phone on vibrate and then up your... All right, new rule. No more celebrating gastric bypass. Carney Wilson, Al Roker, and now Star Jones are all being heralded by the media for stapling their stomachs shut. They shouldn't be. They're not making a brave choice to change. They're giving money to doctors to reroute their ability to turn food into crap.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
Live from Cache Creek Casino Resort on Friday, September 15th, is Showdown at Cache Creek 2. The 8 action-packed mixed martial arts match card features in the main event Mike Whitehead from Spike's Ultimate Fighter 2 against Zane Frazier from UFC 1 and 9. Plus special guest appearances by 3-time UFC champion Dan the Beast Severn and MMA legend Boz Rutten. Live from Cache Creek Casino Resort on Friday, September 15th, visit cachecreek.com for more details.
With Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
On the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live, what we're talking about is the researcher's conclusion that men are smarter than women. Jonas in Galt. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320. Hi, Jonas.
What I wanted to say is that hypothetically speaking, why men are smarter than women is because that in the biblical scriptures, it shows that. You know, all it has is men.
They had IQ. They had IQ tests in the Bible.
No, they didn't. But you know, it's evidence. It's a thing. It's a thing that millions of us go upon reading every day, and there's more men mentioned in it than women.
So therefore, men are smarter than women? Is that your conclusion? I don't think that's a real smart conclusion, Jonas. 349-1320, Doug in San Juan. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Doug.
Hi. Hang on a second, Cole. Sorry, I'm in the middle of a lesson. I just wanted to say something basically with two calls ago you were getting at. Quantifying a thing like intelligence is kind of...
1320 KCTC, Sacramento's Left Channel. Streaming live at 1320leftchannel.com.
CBS News, I'm Bill Whitney. The health warning has been expanded.
We now have concern not only for bagged spinach, but for any prepackaged ballot items that contain spinach.
Dr. David Acheson of the Food and Drug Administration says the E. coli outbreak that spread to 20 states has been traced back to California-based Natural Selection Foods.
The epidemiology that we got linked the illnesses of those who had consumed spinach, prepackaged spinach, linked it to a number of the brands and names that are made by that particular company, by Natural Selection Foods.
He cautions that other producers might also be implicated. The investigation continues. Health experts theorize that spinach fields were irrigated with water that had been contaminated by cow manure containing E. coli bacteria. Nearly 100 illnesses have been confirmed. One person has died. President Bush says Congress has to decide, does it want the CIA terrorist interrogation program to go forward or not? At a Rose Garden news conference today, Mr. Bush disputed former Secretary of State Colin Powell's argument that the program makes the world doubt the moral basis of our fight against terrorism.
If there's any comparison between the compassion and decency of the American people and the terrorist tactics of extremists, it's flawed logic.
Mr. Bush refuses to meet with Iran's President Ahmadinejad when they're both at the UN next week. He said the United States will come to the table when the Iranians verifiably suspend their uranium enrichment program. The Pentagon revealed today that in addition to the two soldiers killed yesterday by a truck bomb in western Baghdad, a third is missing. Forces from violent Anbar province have been moved into Baghdad to combat the violence there, but Lieutenant General Peter Chiarelli, the coalition commander in Iraq, says he's okay with that.
Forces, but I believe we have the forces that we need in Al-Anbar, understanding that Al-Anbar today is a supporting effort to what we're doing in Baghdad.
Iraq's Interior Ministry says trenches will be dug around Baghdad to keep insurgents and car bombers out. He denied and denied, but today, CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss reports Ohio Congressman Bob Ney agreed to plead guilty to corruption charges.
In a statement, Ney said he's deeply sorry for what he has done and suggests a previously undisclosed addiction to alcohol played a role. In his plea bargain, he admits taking free trips, sports tickets, and restaurant meals from lobbyist Jack Abramoff and doing him favors in Congress in return. He also admitted taking thousands of dollars in cash and gambling chips from a foreign businessman in London and used one of his staff to help smuggle the cash through customs. He could face up to 10 years in prison, but prosecutors say they'll recommend 2 years and 3 months behind bars.
A good day capped a good week on Wall Street. The Dow Industrial's up 33 points to 11,560. That's a gain of 1.5% for the week. The NASDAQ up nearly 7 points today to 2235. This is CBS News.
Where do you want to be?
I'll bet you a dollar if we look on Remax.com, we'll just find Remax listings.
I bet you're wrong.
Okay, let's see. Remax, Remax, somebody else, somebody else.
Looks like all the listings to me.
Why would Remax do that?
To give us consumers what we want.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, way cool.
Just like you.
Yeah, thanks, but you still owe me a dollar. Find your perfect place. It's easier than ever at Remax.com. Nobody sells more real estate than Remax. Each office independently owned and operated.
It's a fact. The more allergy symptoms you have, the less likely your allergy medicines can help you. But Tylenol Allergy is different. It's the allergy medicine with the pure pain relief of Tylenol. And it relieves more symptoms than even the leading allergy prescription. Stop. Think. Tylenol Allergy. Take only as directed.
Eighty-year-old Cuban leader Fidel Castro, who had intestinal surgery in late July, remains in the shadows as his country hosts a gathering of leaders from around the world. CBS News reporter Adrian Bard is in Havana.
Cuban Foreign Minister Felipe Perez Roque said Fidel Castro could be back. But for now, his brother Raul Castro, Cuba's vice president, is heading the delegation at this gathering of non-aligned nations that includes Iran, Venezuela, and India. The Cuban official did not rule out a possible appearance by Fidel Castro before the meeting ends tomorrow night. Adrian Bard, CBS News, Havana.
Castro told a visitor today that he lost 41 pounds but has gained almost half the weight back. U.S. Commerce Secretary Carlo Gutierrez, a Cuban-American, made a speech in Miami today calling Raul Castro a military dictator and calling for a referendum to let the Cuban people decide whether they want democracy after 47 years of communist rule. I'm Bill Whitney, CBS News.
If you're taking a trip
this month, it's
the internet. It's not something that you just dump something on. It's not a big truck. It's a series of tubes.
At the truth, AM 1320.
It's a series of truths.
You can talk to Enid at 349-1320.
Minutes after 5 o'clock. Welcome to the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays, Mondays through Fridays, on AM 1320 Sacramento's left channel. You're going to start seeing billboards up all over the place on Monday for AM 1320, but still, we're asking you, your homework assignment remains telling 3 to 5 people every single day that we are here, that 1320 is here, that Enid Live is here, that you can start your morning with Scott and Sims in the morning retort from 5:30 to 9, and then move on to all the other wonderful programming that we offer. You can email me, Enid at kctc.com. We stream live, 1320leftchannel.com. And all calls to Enid Live are toll-free, 349-1320 or 866-626-1320. Upcoming guests on Monday. We'll be joined by Edward P. Jones, who has won a Pulitzer Prize and a National Book Critics Circle Award for his first novel, The Known World. His latest book is called All Anne Hager's Children. The New Yorker magazine said about his work that it's engrossing, exquisitely crafted, unforgettable stories that offer images of the African-American experience that are unparalleled in American fiction. Tuesday, Shelley Lewis will join us. She is the co-creator of Air America Radio, and she is a former television news producer whose new book is entitled Naked Republicans, A Full Frontal Exposure of Right-Wing Hypocrisy and Greed. And Wednesday, we're going to be joined in studio by Bill Durston, who's an ER doc and is running against Dan Lundgren. So all of that coming up on Enid Live next week, and then lots of other things as well, because things sort of develop as the news breaks. If you're just joining us, here's what we began with. We began with the fact that, one of the things we talked about this week is that in the only polling that has been released, Doolittle and his challenger, Charlie Brown, are in a dead heat. And because that's the case, guess what? Guess who's coming to town to help raise money for Deep Doolittle, who's in trouble? And that is Dickey, the president. George W. Dickey Bush is coming to town, and he's going to appear at an October 3 fundraiser for Doolittle at a country club in El Dorado Hills. The Serrano Country Club in El Dorado Hills. Doolittle says that they haven't decided yet on the price of admission, but he says it'll cost a lot, as much as we can get. He's looking to raise $500,000, so why doesn't he just sell more of himself and sell more favors as he has been doing? And I think, and you know what, he'll get 15, Mrs. Doolittle, Mrs. Deep Deep Doolittle, pockets 15% of everything that they are able to bring in the door. I mean, he is so filled with the stench of corruption. We also talked about Bob Ney, Republican representative from Ohio, who's going off to the pokey, and he's the first person directly involved with Jack Abramoff, who is going off to the pokey. 27 months is what is being asked in that case. He took lots of bribes. He's now checked himself into a rehab clinic. But if I were him, I'd keep drinking because I think that's the only way he's going to get through the pokey experience. But what can I say? It's you know what? That his newly discovered case of alcoholism is a variation on the devil made me do it. We're also talking about Arnold and the Hollywood contingent who's decided that they can vote for Arnold, some of them, because he's very much like a Democrat, except that he's not a Democrat. And if what you want is a Democrat and a real Democrat, you ought to vote for Phil. And Phil is starting to come alive and starting to come out swinging, but I think he needs a new campaign manager, or he needs a new campaign director, or he needs a new campaign, or he needs something. But anyhow, he's starting to come alive. The Maloofs have left everybody in tatters and embarrassed. Headline of the B today on the arena proposal blindside the Maloofs, the arena debacle on the editorial pages of the B. It's a mess. And I don't think it's going to get any better. And we've also been talking about this research from a man whose research has always been controversial, in which he says that men are smarter than women, and that the reason there's a glass ceiling is that women are just too dumb to break through it. What are your thoughts? 349-1320-866-620-613-20. Tom in Fair Oaks. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320. Hi, Tom.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you.
Guy, you covered everything I wanted to talk about. There's nothing left.
No, there's a lot more to come here, yes.
What about this thing of the guy about women and men and all that sort of thing?
What do you mean?
I mean, Enid, you shouldn't even have brought that up. You're helping the guy sell books.
He hasn't written one.
Well, you're helping him sell a book. You know it's going to be a book.
Well, I don't know. Tell me what's on your mind, Tom.
Doolittle.
Yes.
What I can't understand, and I'm sure a lot of people feel the same way, I just cannot understand why he cannot grasp the concept of sleazy. I mean, if he does everything that's within the law, which, you know, has borders, I just don't understand why he can't grasp the concept that maybe some people think what he's doing just is sleazy.
Well, he doesn't think anything he's doing is sleazy, and he's going to keep doing it for as long as he can keep raking in money for doing what he's doing. He's rationalized it a million different ways. I thank you for the call, Tom. 349-1320-866-626-1320. I want to share this story with you, and I want to see how you feel about it. Here's a guy whose name is Dan L. Padilla Peralta. He grew up in homeless shelters. He's an African-American, and, well, that isn't correct. He's black, but I don't think you can call him an African American, because I think he is from the Dominican Republic. So, well, maybe he is an African American, but anyway, he is here illegally. His mother brought him over when he was 4 years old, so he is here illegally. Illegally. Worse than that, he grew up in homeless shelters. He grew up in a dozen homeless shelters. Nonetheless, he was so smart. His circumstances included moving 13 times and being abandoned by his father. So the family moved 13 times. He was abandoned by his father. He's here illegally. He grows up in homeless shelters, a whole succession of homeless shelters. And there is a teacher doing a workshop in one of these homeless shelters who sees what an interesting kid this is, who sees when this kid is like 9 years old that he is curled up with a book about Napoleon. And so what this teacher, who comes from a really rich family and now lives in France, did was he put in the right word with the right people. And this 9-year-old, Daniel Padilla Peralta, managed to go to some of the finest schools in the country. Boarding schools, private schools, and he is now in his senior year at Princeton, where his grade point is almost a 4-point. He's a 3.9 grade point average in college. And he is a classics scholar. And the dilemma is that he has been offered a 2-year, highly prestigious scholarship. Only one, I guess, is awarded by Princeton, and he won it. And it is to Oxford in England. And he said, going to Oxford has been a dream of mine for a long time, and the opportunity to study there has me practically in raptures, he said. He says he's also going to be able to visit the Roman and Greek sites he has only read about in books. But before he even starts his studies, he says, I'm thinking of a weekend at Hadrian's Wall, a Roman monument in the north of Britain. Once at Oxford, he plans to apply to the U.S. for discretionary waiver. And the whole problem is compounded because he is an illegal. So if he leaves this country to go to Oxford in England, he may not be able to come back for 10 years, depending on what the government decides to do about him. He was the subject of a front page profile in the Wall Street Journal in April of this year. And as a result of that profile, they asked the U.S. citizen, and a lot of legislators, a lot of Congress people, senators and so on, saw the profile, and he's incredible. They saw the profile in the Wall Street Journal, and so they asked the U.S. citizenship and immigration services to adjust his immigration status, citing the extraordinary circumstances in his life, which include having moved 13 times and being abandoned by his father, and growing up in a homeless shelter, a whole bunch of them, that prevented him from addressing his situation sooner. When his case became public, Mr. Padilla benefited from a high-profile campaign on his behalf. Senators and congressmen wrote letters, and the case was featured on primetime TV newscasts. But all the publicity did not sway immigration officials. This week, an immigration spokesman said that a decision has not yet been made in his case. But officials familiar with the situation said that the immigration agency would not grant Mr. Padilla's request out of concern that it would send a signal to thousands of other illegal immigrant students that they deserve similar treatment. So let me ask you, here is somebody who is so incredible, so special, so smart, the kind of citizen we really want to have in this country. And he was brought over here at the age of four. The father abandoned the family, grows up, moves 13 times, grows up in a series of homeless shelter. And he has maintained almost a 4-point average at Princeton. And if it hadn't been this teacher, whose name was Jeff Cowan, at graduation in June, Princeton University, he was, by the way, the salutatorian of his class. And he made a speech in Latin at his commencement exercises. Among those in the audience were Mr. Padilla's mother, brother, the parish priest, and two close friends from his years at Collegiate, an exclusive New York school. In from Paris was Jeff Cowan, a photographer who taught art at a homeless shelter and discovered Mr. Padilla there at the age of 9, curled up with a book about Napoleon. And so it was Jeff Cowan, this photographer who now lives in Paris, who really managed to hook up Mr. Padilla with all these fancy schools, because Mr. Padilla was obviously a special case. And here he is, with the recipient of this incredible scholarship to Oxford, and he's going to take it. At the graduation event at Princeton, Mr. Padilla chatted with Bill Clinton, who was there to make an address. According to Mr. Padilla, Mr. Clinton said he had first heard about the case from his wife, Hillary. The former president subsequently wrote a letter to a senior U.S. immigration official and called President Bush on Mr. Padilla's behalf. After reading the Wall Street Journal article, New York Senators Charles Schumer, Clinton, Representatives Rangel, and Jane Harman sent a joint letter to Homeland Security Michael Chertoff, and to the director of USCIS, Emilio Gonzalez, urging them to personally review his case and legalize Mr. Padilla's status. We believe that his contributions and lawful record attest to his loyalty to our country, they wrote. What do you think about that, and what are your thoughts? Does it send the wrong message? Here's somebody who's really quite special, very smart, and look at the resilience. I mean, somebody who did not have the best upbringing, did not have the best set of circumstances, and look at how well he has done. My question is, do we make exceptions for people like that? Or do we say, look, we don't care how smart you are, the rules are the rules, and you've broken the rules. But he was only 4 years old when he was brought over. I think these are the kinds of people, myself, that you want to populate our society because they got to balance off the rest of us who are running around with IQs that don't even hover at room temperature. But I would like to hear your thoughts about this. 349-1320 or 866-626-1320. And even if these public agencies wanted to make Mr. Padilla legal, they're afraid of sending the wrong message to other people who will then say, hey, what about me? So then what do you do in a case like that? Alan, in El Dorado Hills. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Well, hey, Enid, Alan here. You know, it does seem like, he's been given some wonderful opportunities later in life. He suffered a lot as a young child. But, you know, I have to agree with immigration's policies because we can't set up a policy that's going to sit back and try to dice between what we feel is valuable for society and certain people have earned more because maybe they've achieved more scholastically or that they could be a wonderful
influence. What if he discovers the cure for cancer?
What if he discovered, excuse me?
The cure for cancer. Would you have suspended the rules if he discovers the cure for polio, the cure for cancer? I mean, all those penicillin, all of those amazing things that have enriched the society. Yeah. The cure for tuberculosis, which in some places is a huge problem because it's become drug resistant. Some strains.
Well, if he discovered such a wonderful thing, I don't think his immigration status in the U.S. would have very little to do with the accomplishment. I mean, people do things in Europe. People do things in Mexico. People do things.
Yeah, but his family is here, and they're still. I would guess they probably are not hugely rich.
You know what, though, Enid? Honestly, the guy can get back in line, and he could probably be immigrated to this country in no time at all. But
at least ten years.
I'm sure he'll be fine.
So you don't. You're in favor of not bending the rules for him.
Well, I don't see how you can and be a fair. There's so many other people that are out there right now in a very similar situation. What are you going to do? Tell the person that's achieved half what he has and say, no, you're not a good achiever. You can get stand way in the back of the line. You can't do that. We've got to set up a policy that works for everyone. That's why it's blind to what you could be a brilliant musician. You could be someone that just wants to shovel poop. It doesn't matter. You have to fit in line with everyone.
All right. I thank you for your thoughts, Alan. 349-1320, do you agree with Alan that you've got to follow the rules no matter what? Have we not bent the rules for a number of people? Justin in Sac. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Thank you, Enid. How are you this afternoon?
I am very well, Justin. Thank you.
I just wanted to say, what message are they afraid of sending out? That if you do well in school, you don't commit any crimes, and that you'd be a benefit to society, that we don't want you?
Well, he's here because he came in illegally. He was 4 years old when his mother brought him to this country.
He was brought in illegally. He didn't actually come on his own free will.
No, he was 4 years old. I don't know how much free will you have when you're four.
Exactly. And so
you have enough free will to poop in your diapers. That's your free will quotient.
Yeah, I don't understand that statement. I mean, if you are afraid of sending out a message, it would be that if you do everything that we want, and we're still not going to allow you to come in because, what is it, you're not white?
Well, no, but you're not legal. You know, there are rules about immigration, but let me play devil's advocate for a moment. Supposing we bend the rules for him because he's so accomplished and because he did so much in the face of such deprivation in his life. Then what do you say to other people who want the same treatment?
Well, if they're also accomplished, have committed no crime, and would benefit society, that to me is a good message to send. If you, that is saying to people who come over, whether illegal or not, if you do well in this country, we want you here.
I think
I don't understand the thought process behind that, saying that. If you do well, and
they're not. He has gotten backing. I mean, Bill Clinton writes on his behalf. All these senators and representatives in New York have written all the powers that be. He's the subject of a front page Wall Street Journal profile. I mean, he's an amazing guy, and the powers that be are sending the message that they're not going to act on this because they don't want to set a precedent. That's what the message is so far. I thank you, Justin, for your thoughts. 349-1320, it opens up a line, or 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Enid, thank you, Lisa West here. Now our temperature is at 72. We're going to have a little humidity and some wind going on. 33 is what we're at. Tomorrow we're going to reach highs right around 88. Our traffic stopped down southbound, I-5 right by J Street. That is completely stopped. I did get a phone call. We have a three-car crash over there. Southbound 99 of Sutterville Road. The vehicle in the roadway is stopping traffic there. Greenback Lane just west of Hazel Avenue, two-car crash. And Motherlode Drive at Shingled Road. There's a hit and run. No injuries, but it is stopping traffic. Enid Live continues at AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
The metal to the pedal. It's Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
Hey, listen up. What about your future? Are you unhappy with your current job? Want to make great money and get the promotion you deserve? Now's the time. Explore your options. Log on to sackjobs.com and post your resume today. That's sackjobs.com. Post your resume and have local employers find you now. New companies being added each day and hundreds of jobs being added each week. So if you're in the market for a job, sackjobs.com is a click away. At sackjobs.com, you're on your way to a better day.
New rule. Prince Harry is going to hurt someone. Look at this kid. He's a thundering ball of rage. His mom's dead. His father dates rotted tree bark. His brother gets to be king, and he's destined to spend the rest of his life being photographed doing nothing. Arrest him before he kills a woman. New rule. Country music stars can't be authors. Charlie Daniels' new book, Ain't No Rag, Freedom, Family, and the Flag. It's a collection of musings by noted white trash icon Charlie Daniels on subjects ranging from American flags to American flag bumper stickers to what to do to a hippie if you catch him trying to burn your flag. Before this book, I was ambivalent on the issue of flag burning. Now I find myself reconsidering the question of book burning.
Laughing at the truth, AM 1320.
New rule, one dear to my heart. Lap dancing is a First Amendment right. The L.A. City Council this week banned lap dancing. What is next, burning books? Lap dancers, or Imagineers, as I like to call them, are artists drawing you into their fantasy world, much like a skilled novelist does. If novelists had perfectly waxed bikini lines. But more importantly, lap dancers are expressing an idea called hope. The hope that someday a skinny young woman with artificial breasts and a navel piercing will want to have sex with you. And without that hope, millions of American men might just as well throw themselves into the sea.
Laughing at the truth, AM 1320. Miss a little, miss a lot. Stay with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
On the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live, I am yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. We have one line open, 349-1320 or 866-626-1320. We're talking about this amazing young man who was brought over illegally from El Salvador when he was 4 years old. Grew up in homeless shelters, moved 13 times. I mean, the family had nothing. The father abandoned the family. And a photographer who was teaching a workshop for homeless people, but who came from a wealthy, well-connected family, took one look at this kid who was 9 years old and curled up in a corner reading a book about Napoleon and knew that this was a special kid and did everything he could to hook him up with good schools. And, in fact, the kid did get hooked up with good schools, did very well, went on to Princeton and has just graduated with almost a 4-point grade point and was the only recipient of this it's only, there's only one person that ever gets it, I guess, this amazingly impressive big deal scholarship that is awarded. It's called, it's the coveted two-year Sachs Scholarship, which is awarded each year to only one Princeton graduate, and it sends you to Oxford. And he has accepted it, except that since he's not legal, he may not be able to come back. And he can't get any information from, you know, and he's been, and since he was the subject of a Wall Street Journal front page profile, a number of senators and Congress people have written on his behalf, even calling President Bush, but nobody is biting. They won't make a decision because they don't want to make an example of him for other people to say, well, you know, make an exception. What are your thoughts about that? 349-1320, 866-626-1320. If he goes through the process, it may be 10 years before he can get back here. His family is here. I don't know how well fixed they are. I'm guessing not very. But what are your thoughts about this? Because he's so gifted. He's so brilliant. It's the kind of person we really want in this society. Do we not want to make an exception? Barbara, in Yuba City. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Hi. I have 3 points that I'd like to make. Number one, they certainly didn't mind bending the rules for that ridiculous Bush and his faux military service in the Air National Guard, number one. Secondly, Bush is so illegal, maybe not immigration, but every other way. And thirdly, why doesn't he stay in England? They'd welcome him with open arms. They recognize excellence and intellectual excellence in people.
Barbara, these are great points, and I thank you very much for making them. What about that fake-o Jeff Gannon, who pretended to have, who wasn't, you know, was supposed to have, be a reporter, but he was really a male running, you know, in a male escort, in a male escort service, but he was like a Republican hack? What about that? Suzanne in Rancho Cordova. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Suzanne.
Hi. You know, this really points to the necessity of having immigration reform, and with a, in my opinion anyway, with a necessary grandfather clause, meaning that people who've been brought over here by their parents, and have been here for a number of years could go a different route to getting their citizenship. However, you know, As incredible as this person is and as wonderful as it would be to have him here and adding to our society in the United States, I think that every person is valuable. And to say that he's allowed to do this and other people aren't because of what he's accomplished feels wrong. Because
it feels wrong, but the reality is if you accomplish more, I think you attract more.
That's we're talking about a basic human right here. We're talking about the right to live.
I wonder if anybody can think of exceptions that this administration has made. I mean, certainly if you're a political, if you're coming in because of you're requesting political asylum, exceptions are made. Exceptions are always being made.
That's different because you're not starting from here and then coming in. There's been many, many exceptions made and visas pushed through quickly when you're from another country.
But, you know, he was 4 years old and he said that his extraordinary circumstances prevented him from taking care of this sooner. I don't know to what extent, you know, I think it's almost better that he didn't take care of it sooner. I don't know that he could have. But with all this publicity, in some ways it's going to help him hugely, but it also will hurt him because other people will say, well, what about me? I thank you, Suzanne, for struggling with this issue. It's a real hard issue. 349-1320, Mikhail in Woodland. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Hello.
Hi.
I think it would be wonderful to make an exception for him for the fact that it would set a precedent.
That if you're really smart, if you're really accomplished, if you really have something to contribute to this society, we want you and we will bend the rules?
Well, not just that, but set a precedent for people that have been brought into the country unbeknownst to themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, why not set the precedent? They had nothing to say about coming here.
Well, you know, there was a controversy, I have to tell you, and I think it was Tom Tancredo, who I refer to as Tom Tancretan. This was there was a kid in Colorado who was same sort of circumstance, brought here by the family, an outstanding student, so outstanding that either he was accepted to college, but the family had hardly any money, and the question was, could he be able to pay in-state tuition, just even though he was illegal? And so there was a big controversy about it. And Tom Tancredo is so horrible that I think he informed Immigration Service on this kid instead of trying to make it possible for him to go to school and escape the family circumstances. He tried to keep him as down as he could. Well, I like what you're saying, Mikhail, and I thank you for saying it. 349-1320. We have one line open. Doug in Carmichael. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Hi, Enid. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well, Doug. Thank you.
Good. I have one thing that's been sticking in my craw for a while that is a fine example of Bush exception, and that would be the bin Laden's flying out of America when all American citizens were grounded.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
That's all I've got.
Okay. Thank you very much for reminding us of that. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together with Lisa West. And by the way, Lisa West, I just have to tell you that in Oregon, there's a radio station that depends on two weather forecasts, one from the U.S. Weather Service and the other one from people who watch wild goats. And the people who watch the wild goats were right 90% of the time, where the Weather Service only scored 65%. So, you know what? I know we've got some goats around here, and some of them are in the administration. I think we better watch them.
You know what? I better make some contacts, okay? I'll check it out, and we're going to find whoever knows. Goats, sheep, and cows, actually, they're always right on top of it. Anyway, we have lows tonight right around 53, and high 72. It looks like we're at 72 degrees now. Now, the traffic. We have a vehicle that's on fire stopping traffic in Auburn at 65th and Sunset Boulevard. A three-car crash. Motherlode Drive and at Shingle Ray. Greenback Lane just west of Havel 2. South Bend 99 at Fruit Ridge Road. We have two-car crash and a hit-and-run. Watt Avenue just south of Auburn Boulevard.
More buzz than an afternoon caffeine break. It's Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's left channel. A liberal dose of the truth applied daily.
This is for Lee New.
Hi, this is Jackie Schultz.
And Nisa Davis Hayden.
From the Studio Theater in downtown Sacramento.
And we need your support.
We have a great show at the theater, and we want to make a special offer to all of you AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel listeners. Our show is the Tony-nominated musical Pump Boys and Dinettes. Come see the show that audience members are saying will melt your troubles away.
Welcome to Highway 57, somewhere between Frog Level and Smyrna. It's 1982, and on one side of the road is a gas station run by four happy-go-lucky guys who provide service with a smile. Opposite, the Cup Sisters own the diner where fun is always on the menu.
The entire performance is filled with humor and song and transports the audience to a simpler, more relaxed time.
Each AM 1320 listener that mentions this ad gets $5 off their ticket. Pump Boys and Dinettes plays Thursdays through Saturdays at 8 and Sundays at 2 through October 8th. Call the box office at 446-2668 or go to thestudiotheater.net.
We need your support.
Sunny day with tonight's AccuTerra forecast.
And folks, wasn't it just a perfect day for a terror alert? Bone chilling in the morning, clear and present danger in the afternoon, tapering off into cold sweats at night. Tomorrow, AccuTerra is predicting 100% chance of a really big terror alert to take our mind off bad economic news. Now, Al-Qaeda cell coming down from Canada into here, the Great Lakes regions, the folks in the Detroit and Saginaw. You might want to put on that extra layer of Kevlar. Our exclusive AccuTerra radar is picking up a lot of chatter out here in the Denver area, so stay away from chemical plants, nuclear facilities, and of course, the French fries at Arby's. Here in the West, some light showers of ammonium nitrate, a little sarin gas are possible in the Los Angeles area, but don't expect loss of life. The Santa Anas are going to push all that nasty gunk out. Here's your 5-day. Yellow, bluish yellow, yellow again, yellow gradually becoming orange, and orange back into yellow. And we've got an orangish red weekend on tap, so be sure to have plenty of bottled water and canned goods on hand. And that's fair. All right, make it a great day.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
New rule. Jewish people have to start... The Jewish population in America dropped 5% in the last decade, which may explain why this country's finances have gone to... you sons of Abraham, breed. We need you. Israel needs you. Kobe Bryant, Robert Blake, and Phil Spector need you. Without Jews, who's going to write all those sitcoms about blacks and Hispanics? New rule. Living in a box for 6 weeks doesn't make you a magician, it makes you homeless.
Laughing at the Truth, AM 1320.
This is an AM 1320 Left Channel Action Calendar. Help preserve open space in our region by attending the Sacramento Valley Conservancy's annual Treasures of the Valley event on Thursday, October 5th from 5:30 to 7 p.m. at the Sacramento State Alumni Center, 6000 J Street. This fun evening spotlights local artists and includes a live and silent auction. You'll also be treated to great food, wine and beer, and jazz featuring Shake Don't Stir. Treasures of the Valley supports the Sacramento Valley Conservancy, the award-winning nonprofit land trust that is committed to preserving the beauty, character, and diversity of the Sacramento Valley landscape. That's Treasures of the Valley, Thursday, October 5th from 5:30 to 7 p.m. at the Sacramento State Alumni Center. For more information, go to SacramentoValleyConservancy.org or call 916-731-8798.
Live from the left, it's Enid Goldstein on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
On the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7. We have one line open. Grab it, somebody, 349-1320 or 866-620-61320. And the issue we're considering, if you're just joining us, is this young man, Daniel Padilla Peralta. He is black. He comes from El Salvador, was brought in illegally when he was 4 years old. Father abandoned the family, raised in a succession of homeless shelters. They have moved at least 13 times in his childhood. And in one of those homeless shelters, a photographer was teaching a children's class, a photographer who comes from a wealthy and well-connected family, and saw this young man, who was then 9 years old, curled up with a book about Napoleon in a corner, and realized that this young man was very special, and hooked him up with really good schools, culminating in Mr. Padilla having attended Princeton. He just graduated. He was the salutatorian of his class, delivered the commencement speech in Latin, maintained a 3.9 grade point, and won the coveted two-year Sachs scholarship, which is awarded each year to only one Princeton graduate, sending him to Oxford University in England for 2 years. Except that if he goes, he may not be able to come back for 10 years because he's not here legally. A number of people have seen the profile of him that was written in the Wall Street Journal in April. A number of senators, a number of congresspeople, even Bill Clinton has called President Bush on his behalf. But the Immigration Service has not made a decision, and they don't want to be in the position of deciding to make an exception for somebody and then have everybody else cite that same exception when they want that kind of treatment. What do you do in a case like this? I think that this man should be allowed to be a citizen. I think he's gone through so much more than people who normally come to this country or even who live here. He would be such a tremendous addition to the culture. I just think this is the kind of person we want. And these are the kinds of people who have made this country so vital and so successful. And that's what we want here. And I think that there are so many exceptions made, they ought to figure out a way to do it. But I can see why it's an issue. What are your thoughts? Liz, in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320. Hi, Liz.
Hi.
Hi.
I think this young man should go for the Oxford scholarship. I think that he should call their bluff by accepting the position. And if it's impossible, if he is unable to return to the United States after he finishes his stint in Oxford, he can try for Canadian citizenship. And I've heard that the Canadian citizenship makes it easier for people who have lived in the United States who are having difficulty getting American citizenship to get their American citizenship more quickly because they are Canadian citizens.
Ooh, what a great idea. I think there must be some attorney working on this, but that's a wonderful idea, Liz. And I thank you very much. 349-1320, Milo in Cache Creek. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Milo.
Hi. I think he's an inspiration to people of color, mainly black people. And he should be allowed in the United States because of his color. And I think that if they don't let him, I mean, if they do let him into this country, then they have to let other blacks into this country, too.
And you think that's the issue?
Yes, I have. I really do.
I don't think it's blacks because, I mean, he is in the country. It's a question of can he come back?
The country.
Right. And he's already left because he's taking the scholarship.
Right, but there's people from other countries like Haitians
mm-hmm.
that have a hard time coming to this country and other black nationalities.
So you think that if they rule in his favor, this opens the door for other blacks to come
right.
in, and that's what they don't, you're thinking that's what they don't want to do?
Yes, I really think that.
Okay, Milo, I thank you very much for your thoughts. 349-1320, is Milo right about that? We have one line open. Janet in Sac. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Janet.
Oh, good afternoon, Enid. I just had two short comments. First, if the INS is not in the process of deporting this young man's family, I think it's stupid to say he can't come back. And my second comment is, if he were a blue-eyed Swedish blonde, would they be making all this hoo-ha, or is it because he's got a Spanish surname?
I don't know. And he is dark-skinned. He's very dark-skinned. Looking at the picture, you would think that he is an African-American, which, you know, I don't know how that's defined when you're coming from El Salvador, but I don't know. I don't know if that's the issue, but, I mean, he has overcome so much to achieve so much that he sounds like an extremely unusual, a really remarkable person.
Well, if it were up to me, he'd be here in a heartbeat.
Me too, Janet. I thank you for the call. 349-1320. Arnold in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320.
Hi.
Hi, Arnold.
You know, I agree with the first caller. He's obviously a gifted person, but I want to make a point. You know, I don't think there needs to be an exception for him. When he graduates from Oxford, there's going to be a whole world of opportunity, and there are going to be many countries fighting to get him. And you know what? That's when he's going to get on the fast track to citizenship. There's going to be a company in the United States or, you know, any other country part of the world that's going to want him, and that's going to pave his way to get back into this country and get into a legal citizenship.
So the 2 years, then, presumably, and it could be 10, he can't come back and see his family, can't come back to this country.
You know, he's obviously a bright guy. I think he could figure things out, and I don't think it's going to be 10 years. I mean, he will be able to see his family. I'm sure they'll find a way for them to visit him, or he can come back here when he does a good job. I mean, he's a smart guy. He's a bright. He'll be an asset to society. And, yeah, I don't think an exception needs to be made. I think once he...
Well, but
And he'll be able to be more marketable when he graduates from Oxford. And I think that is going to be... You know, there could be more people or politicians or...
All right, are you right about this, or is this sort of a fairy tale we hope will come true down the line scenario? In other words, you may very well be right about this, that they'll figure out some way, the 1HB visa, HB1 visa, that they use for trying to recruit Silicon Valley engineers from India and places like that.
Right.
I don't know, and somebody else suggested he could come in through Canada, but he won't be able to see his family for a couple of years unless they're so well fixed they can come over and visit him. I don't know if they are. And if nothing happens, it'll be about 10 years before anything can gel for him. But, you know, maybe you're right. Maybe somebody will figure it out and they'll do something that they can figure out as face-saving without setting the precedent that they seem to be so frightened of.
And, you know, the other thing is, you know, he is making a tough decision. Obviously, not seeing your family for potentially 10 years is heartbreaking and tough. My family immigrated to this country. And, you know, my family, my mom hasn't seen her family in dozens of years. I'm not saying that's a good thing.
Where did your mother...
And that's a risk that he took.
Where did your mother immigrate from?
My parents immigrated from Hungary, and the reason why they got in this country is because a company sponsored my father. He's an engineer, and again, he was a talented person. And he got sponsored to go to this country, and he went through a legal and long process to become a citizen. And believe me, I'm very grateful.
Was this during the Hungarian Spring and the when you couldn't get out, when it was hard to get out of communist Hungary?
They got out at the right time, right, in 1956, correct.
Yeah, that's the Hungarian Spring. Wow. Well, Arnold, I thank you very much for the call. I appreciate your thoughts. 349-1320, 866-620-613-20, Ron in Sac. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Well, hi, Enid. Mr. Padilla is going to do well no matter where he goes. It's America that's going to suffer by losing this person. And the real problem that we have here is we hire civil servants and people are appointed in places like the INS. These are smart people that have tremendous degrees and great backgrounds. And unfortunately, they look at these situations, and if someone doesn't fit within their parameters, they're certainly not able to move out of those parameters. Now, we could use high school graduates to fill those positions if someone can't say, well, gosh, we need to make an exception here or an exception there. There are like too many people in administrative law power positions who can only say no, because if they say yes, then it means more work for them. They have to look.
Well, or they're on the line if they say yes. It's easier to say no. Less work.
Exactly.
Less work and less scrutiny if you say no.
But it's going to hurt our country if we lose Mr. Padilla.
I think you're right about that. I thank you very much. Eloquently said. 349-1320. Andy in Rockland. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320. Sacramento's Left Channel. Hi, Andy.
Hi, Enid. I think it would be a travesty of justice if Mr. Padilla had to leave the country never to return. But I don't think it'll happen. I think what he needs is a good immigration lawyer, and more importantly, he could always go. He's going on a full scholarship.
He's already left for Oxford. I think he's already en route. He's decided he's going to
come back.
Pardon me?
And I'm sure he can come back as a student. I mean, he can come back and get back into Princeton or Harvard or wherever. I mean, he's a smart guy. I mean, when I consider the fact that it's a travesty of justice, I mean, when you see that illegal immigrants over here from Mexico and from Puerto Rico and everywhere else, I mean, we get all kinds of folk who come here, and they're able to come here and get amnesty over here after a few years.
Well, he says, according to the Wall Street Journal, he's going to apply to the U.S. for a discretionary waiver. If it's granted, the waiver would enable him to gain admission as a tourist or on a temporary basis despite his previous unlawful presence. He would apply for such a waiver at a U.S. embassy in London, which could then recommend action on his behalf. But it is possible, you know, and it may be that the publicity generated on his behalf will help him, but it also may be that it won't.
Absolutely. I think that the fact that he was just 4 years old when he came here and he's not done anything illegal, I mean, he's a victim of his own circumstances, and he's exceptionally bright, and he's going to be a definite asset to this country. I think also the fact that the contributory factors like ex-President Clinton, I mean, all of the, you know, the publicity that this has generated should help him. I mean,
It should. So far, they're hanging tough and tight because they don't want to set a precedent and say, look, we bent the rules for this one. So for the next person coming down the line, how can we justify not making an exception for you? But you know, you may be right, and maybe that this waiver will be the way that they can get around it. I thank you, Andy, for
one
your
more thing. I
yes.
mean, he could even get married, you know, to a U.S. citizen.
Oh my God! Why didn't I think of that?
Yeah.
Unless he's gay.
Unless he's gay, you know, hundreds of possibilities.
Yes, there are.
Yeah.
Andy, thank you very much. I appreciate your thoughts. 349-1320, 866-626-2620. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much. We do have a little bit of traffic and a couple of advisories here. We have 50 at Placerville. It looks like we do have heavy traffic slowing down. A couple of accidents right there now at Wilerga Road, just south of Elkhorn Boulevard. We have a three-car crash and Wilerga Road in Auburn, you know, because they kind of come together. There's a two-car crash there now. The southbound lanes 1 and 2 are absolutely stopped down. Southbound 99 at 12 Avenue, we have a vehicle in the middle, and Motherlode Drive at Shingle Road, our accident emergency vehicles are blocking the lane. We have lows tonight right around 52, highs coming up about, maybe they're 80, but we're at 72. Enid Live continues at AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
Ah, yeah, hello. I wanted it all. Intelligence, great looks, physical strength, inner beauty, even social consciousness. Friends said that I wanted too much, but I wouldn't settle. And now, I have it all.
This woman is talking about her Renewal by Anderson replacement windows from Hall's Window Center. If it looks better, lasts longer, and outperforms the competition, it's gotta be Anderson. The only windows and doors to receive Green Seal certification for energy efficiency and environmentally friendly manufacturing. Now you too can have it all. For a limited time, get 7 Renewal by Anderson windows and 1 Anderson PermaShield patio door from Hall's Window Center for just $69.95. Left channel listeners save an extra $150. Go to HallsWindowCenter.com. Click on the green seal for your coupon. Visit Halls Window Center today on Business Park Drive in Sacramento and now in Roseville on Roseville Parkway next to BJ's. Call 1-800-76-HALLS. Smud financing available. Some restrictions apply. Offer ends September 30th.
AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel, invites you to the People Before Politics Picnic and Rally, hosted by Rob Haswell, Democratic candidate for the 4th Assembly District, on Sunday, September 24th from 1 to 6 p.m. at Camp Lotus in Coloma. Bring the family and friends to this free event, featuring live music by Mother Jones and the Jim Dyer Band. The Haswell campaign bus makes its last whistle stop of the campaign on the American River at Camp Lotus for an old-fashioned picnic with free barbecue and fresh farm foods growing in our very own Sierra foothills. And there will be games and other activities for the kids. Rob Haswell will be joined by special guests, including State Senator-to-be Daryl Steinberg and former Congressman Pete McCloskey. Don't miss an afternoon on the American River at Camp Lotus in Coloma on Sunday, September 24th from 1 to 6, and enjoy a great afternoon of politics, food, and live music. For more information, go to robhaswellforassembly.com or call 530-889-2278. AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel, and Freedom from War invite you to take part in a week of education and entertainment. The first annual Week of Peace is Sunday, October 1st through Saturday, October 7th. The week includes daily events, including a Peace Awards dinner, the screening of the extraordinary film Beyond Treason, a panel discussion on peace featuring congressional candidates, a jazz mixer, and more. The Week of Peace is a unique opportunity to explore with others the realization of a world of nonviolence, peace, and social justice. For more information, log on to freedomfromwar.org or go to the events page at 1320leftchannel.com. Find out how you can purchase a passport to all of the events with your $50 donation going to your favorite peace organization. So join AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel and Freedom from War and stand up for peace by taking part in Peace Week, October 1st through October 7th.
Talk to Enid now,
3-4-9-13-20. 5:57 on the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320. We're talking about that immigration issue. Russ in Folsom, hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Russ.
Hi, Enid, how are you?
Good, thank you. We just have a few seconds left,
okay.
So tell me quick.
Well, real quickly, just a point of information. And once again, it's the case that the public are very uninformed that there is no real precedent to be established here. We grant citizenship all the time in cases like this.
CBS News. I'm Bill Whitney. The E. coli outbreak linked to bagged spinach has now been linked to a major producer based in California. Natural Selection Foods, the nation's largest seller of organic produce, has agreed to recall all of its products containing spinach. Federal health officials say their investigation continues and other producers might also be involved. CBS News correspondent John Blackstone is on the story.
California grows 70% of the country's spinach. Most of that comes from the rich Salinas Valley, says farmer Chris Bunn.
You're talking about the salad bowl for the rest of the nation for this time of year. There's very little homegrown left now on the East Coast.
Well, farmers here say they don't want anyone getting sick from their produce. The local Farm Bureau says the government advice not to eat any bagged spinach seems too broad.
In fact, the warning's been broadened to include all bagged salad with spinach. The outbreak now affects nearly 20 states, with 94 illnesses confirmed and one death in Wisconsin. In Oregon, Gwen Wellborn got sick and nearly died.
Honestly, I don't even know how to explain how scary it was.
She says she might never eat salad again. Frustrated by a challenge from three powerful Senate Republicans, President Bush launched a counteroffensive at a news conference today. CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer reports.
Confronting a Republican rebellion, the president's urging senators to see it his way on a strategy to question and try terror suspects.
Time's running out. Congress is set to adjourn in just a few weeks. Congress needs to act wisely and promptly.
The president promises to work with Congress on the high-stakes issue, but the real negotiating is with Republicans, who worry that the president's proposal to redefine Geneva Convention rules on prisoner treatment could jeopardize U.S. troops. Peter Mayer, CBS News, The White House.
Mexico's Baja California Peninsula must have a target on it. For the second time this month, it's in the path of a hurricane, and Hurricane Lane has strengthened rapidly from a Category 1 to a Category 2 storm.
As it stands, it's located about 40 miles west-northwest of Cabo Corrientes, Mexico. That's along the west coast there, about 280 miles southeast of Cabo San Lucas.
Navy Lieutenant Dave Roberts is a forecaster at the National Hurricane Center. Torrential rain from Lane has flooded communities along Mexico's Pacific coast, causing a landslide that killed a 7-year-old boy. Hurricane John, 2 weeks ago, was blamed for 5 deaths. Priests of the Philadelphia Archdiocese sat riveted this evening as they heard from victims of clergy sex abuse. They've been summoned to a special meeting by Cardinal Justin Regali, who said he wanted the priests to see the human face and hear the human voice of the victims. One woman described her abuse by 3 different clergymen. She said she wanted so badly to be the good little Catholic girl who was supposed to please the priests. On Wall Street, the Dow Industrial's 33 points higher to finish the week at 11,560, a gain of 1.5% for the week. The Nasdaq up 6 points to 2,235. This is CBS News.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. My vacuum is not for everyone. Only 9 out of 10 people who try an Orrick buy an Orrick. 9 out of 10. My new Orrick XL upright with the violet blue dirt search cleans faster, lasts longer, and weighs only 8 pounds. Try it free in your home for 30 days. If you don't love it, you don't keep it. Call 1-800-989-4200 and shipping and handling is free. Call 1-800-989-4200. 1-800-989-4200.
There are infinite dynamics in business. For instance, the just-in-time inventory that really is dynamic. Or the every SKU already has a customer dynamic. Or the I've escaped from the crushing shackles of my supply chain dynamic. How do you achieve these kinds of dynamics? Microsoft Dynamics. Software solutions that are specially designed to improve customer relationship, financial, and supply chain management. To find out more, visit Microsoft.com/Microsoft Dynamics.
Ford Motor Company spilled out its cutback plans today, and as CBS News correspondent Anthony Mason reports, the impact on workers' lives was devastating.
Scott and Jody Weber had just built a new house.
I thought we had it made pretty much.
Then Scott heard the Ford plant where he works in Maumee, Ohio, will be closing.
And he called and he goes, I just lost my job, and we might have to move in with my parents.
Ford broke the news today, offering buyouts to all its hourly workers, part of a plan to cut 14,000 white-collar positions and 30,000 blue-collar jobs, a third of its American workforce.
The Webers have some time. The Ohio stamping plant isn't slated for closure till 2008. Ford will shut down an engine plant in Windsor, Ontario, next year. Oriana Fallaci, the provocative Italian journalist who interviewed some of the world's most powerful people, has died at 76. Her final work was a chronicle of her battle with breast cancer. I'm Bill Whitney, CBS News.
I will.
Live from Cache Creek Casino Resort on Friday, September 15th, is Showdown at Cache Creek 2. The 8 action-packed mixed martial arts match card features in the main event Mike Whitehead from Spike's Ultimate Fighter 2 against Zane Frazier from UFC 1 and 9. Plus special guest appearances by 3-time UFC champion Dan the Beast Severn and MMA legend Boss Rutten. Live from Cache Creek Casino Resort on Friday, September 15th, visit cachecreek.com for more details.
AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel invites you to the 5th Annual Voters Education Candidates Forum 2006 at the Radisson on Saturday, October 7th from 1 p.m. to 5:30. This free event presented by the Asian Pacific Islander American Public Affairs Association is your opportunity to hear candidates running for office, including a debate between California Lieutenant Governor hopefuls John Garamendi and Tom McClintock. Also expect a lively debate on the downtown sports arena issue between supporters including Daryl Steinberg and foes like Assemblymember Dave Jones.
You can also win one of two $1,000 cash raffle prizes for taking a day off from work to vote.
Be an informed voter. Join 1,000 other interested citizens at this year's Voter Education and Candidates Forum 2006 at the Radisson on Saturday, October 7th from 1 to 5:30 p.m. More information is at APAPA.org. That address again is APAPA.org.
Talk to Enid now, 349-1320.
Seven minutes after 6 o'clock. Welcome to the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until seven. We have been talking about many, many things, and I want to add to the conversation. We've been talking about this extraordinary young man in the last hour who grew up in a homeless shelter, was 4 years old when he was brought over illegally from El Salvador to this country, and he managed to graduate from Princeton with almost a 4-point average and be awarded this highly prestigious scholarship to Oxford, which he's taking, with the understanding that because his immigration status is so unclear, he may not come back to this country for 10 years. Everybody is trying to do things on his behalf, to make things happen on his behalf, but so far the Immigration Service is saying we don't want to set a precedent, so they've done nothing about it. We've been talking about that. We've been talking about the extraordinary, in a highly Republican district, a highly gerrymandered Republican district, the fact that Charlie Brown and Deep Doo-Doo Doolittle are in a statistical horse race in terms of the polling. So vulnerable is Doolittle, apparently. The Dickey is coming to town on his behalf. The president is coming to town to shake the money tree on October 3rd. We've also been talking about research, questionable, I think, and dicey from a sort of questionable researcher, but it's getting a lot of publicity that somehow men are smarter than women. And that the researcher believes that the reason that there's a glass ceiling is because men are smarter than women. I don't think so. But you may have other thoughts. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. You can email me, Enid, at kctc.com. And we stream live, 1320leftchannel.com. And I just want to give you a snapshot of what we have upcoming for next week. On Monday, we are going to be joined by Pulitzer Prize winner and National Book Critics Circle Award winning writer, Edward P. Jones. His new book is called All Aunt Hager's Children. His previous book, his first novel, written late in life, he'd been in a series of really awful jobs, and he grew up in pretty awful and impoverished circumstances. Been thinking about the book for 10 years, and when he sat down to write it, he wrote it in 7 months, and that book was The Known World, which won all these prizes, and the new book is All Aunt Hager's Children. It is a collection of stories, some of which appeared in The New Yorker, and I think The New Yorker says that his work is exquisitely crafted, unforgettable, offering images of the African-American experiences that are unparalleled in American fiction. Tuesday, we're going to be joined by Shelley Lewis, who is the co-creator of Air America Radio and a former TV news producer who has written a new book called Naked Republicans, a full-frontal exposure of right-wing Hypocrisy and Greed. And Wednesday in studio, Bill Durston will be joining us. He is an ER doc and running against the incumbent, Dan Lundgren. So you'll be able to be introduced to him in case you haven't met him. There are some candidates that we are supporting here. One of them is Bill Durston. One of them is Charlie Brown. We're still supporting Phil, even if he's not always supporting himself. And we're supporting Rob Haswell. So those are four of the candidates that we're supporting right now. I want to, I don't know if you saw this. I did not, but maybe you did. Did you see Nancy Grace? I think she's hard to watch because I just think she's mean and she's angry. And she was berating a soft-spoken 21-year-old mother named Melinda Duckett. Police in Florida suspect Duckett had something to do with the disappearance of her 2-year-old son, Trenton. This was on August the 27th. But Grace, Nancy Grace, wasn't satisfied with suspicion. She wanted to solve the case right there in front of Coast to Coast TV audience. Why are you not telling us where you were? She demanded. She pounded the table. Miss Duckett, you are not telling us for a reason. What is the reason? And on and on and on. Badgering her. Grandstanding. This is C.W. Nevius writing in the San Francisco Chronicle. Given the circumstances, Grace's grandstanding, badgering, interview was bad enough. But the outcome of the interview was that Melinda Duckett committed suicide. Now, whether or not she had something to do with her infant's disappearance, her 2-year-old son's disappearance, I don't know. But she committed suicide, and CNN elected to go ahead and run the interview, even though they knew that Duckett had killed herself. Look, Nancy Grace does what she does, says Judy Mueller. And, you know, Judy Mueller is really good. You used to see Judy Mueller reporting on Nightline all the time. But she's an act, said Judy Mueller, an Emmy Award-winning former ABC correspondent who now teaches at USC. But to go ahead and air it, that's despicable. The incident has rekindled the running debate about the ethics and the future of cable TV news. So let me ask you this question. Nancy Grace does a badgering, grandstanding interview with the mother of this child who has disappeared. The mother then commits suicide, and CNN runs the interview. What are your thoughts about that? Should CNN have run that interview? 349-1320 or 866-626-1320. Should CNN have run that interview in the wake of the fact that the mother had killed herself? And I'll tell you what the answer is to that. I mean, there are two answers. The moral answer is no, but TV is not about morality. TV is about ratings. And if somebody you've just interviewed disappears herself, vaporizes herself, suicides, TV's going to use it because they can get maximum publicity out of it. And that's what they're in business to do. It's kind of like corporate America. So I'm really not, I'm not surprised. I guess I'm surprised that that somebody like C.W. Nevius at the Chronicle is surprised. There are a lot of veteran TV people, news people, who think that it was really awful that CNN aired this interview in the face of the fact that the mother committed suicide. But Nancy Grace, a former prosecutor in Atlanta, made her TV debut by being louder and more aggressive than anyone else. She themes her show, bills her show, as TV's only justice-themed interview debate show. The scolding she gave Duckett was apparently nothing unusual for her evening show. Viewers tune in to watch her grill guests, and she was anything but apologetic when her show, when it was revealed that the mother had committed suicide. I do not feel that our show is to blame for what happened to Melinda Duckett, she replied. But do you think it pushed her over the edge? Do you share any, you know, there's a concept in law called shared negligence. So do you think that she shares any of the blame in the mother suiciding? You think there's any blame there to be had by Nancy Grace? 349-1320, 866-626-1320. And given that the interview had not run, I don't think it had run, or if it did, they ran it again. Given that the mother had committed suicide, should the interview have run again? veteran TV reporters are scratching their heads. They're saying that you know, this just shows you how low it's all gone. In corporations, they're not about, you know, sometimes they're good citizens in a community, but what they are in the business of doing is making corporations profitable for the shareholders and profitable for the corporation itself, for the company. So what part in that equation does morality play? Well, you hope that somehow they can walk hand in hand in the sunset together. But what you see is that very often it's an either-or situation. Are you going to do the moral thing, or are you going to do the profitable thing? Well, if you're like the Bush administration, what you do is you do the immoral thing, the profitable to your friends thing, but you call it family values, you call it morality, you call it a lot of things. So, if you were running the CNN newsroom, I mean, were you offended by this, or are you not a Nancy Grace watcher? I find it hard to watch her. I just think she's a mean woman. There's something really mean and angry there. So I, you know, and because it has tapped a nerve, I think she has stepped on the gas. It is her act, and she rides it as hard as she can. 349-1320 or 866-626-1320. And then you have Judy Mueller talking about in journalism. By the way, there was a study just done, and I'd love your thoughts about this. There was a study just done on radio. And I guess radio is changing its tune or losing its tune. Fewer of us are listening to the radio as often as we were, according to the study. People are doing iPods. People are online. People are doing this. People are doing that. So broadcast radio, and then there are, of course, the satellite services. And I would like to ask you whether or not your radio listening has changed. Now, I think a lot of people have dropped off listening to radio because it's so formatted, it's so programmed, it's so narrowly, you know, it's the same songs over and over again on from narrow playlists, same music over and over again from narrow playlists. It's so dumb. Most of the talk radio is not provocative in the intellectual stimulation sense of the word, but just conservative. It's just Rush wannabe. It's just stepping on the gas on behalf of, defecating Republican talking points, essentially. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. So we're talking about whether or not that Nancy Grace interview should have run in the face of the suicide. That's number one. And number two, are you listening to as much radio? We hope that we bring you back with Enid Live and AM 1320. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Kathy in El Dorado Hills. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. Hi, Kathy.
I think it was wrong to air that Nancy Grace segment, but worse than that, I don't think that she should have grilled that. What can I say? I mean, if you're a mother, you have to feel if your child's missing. You're so fragile at that point in time. And for anyone to be cruel and not sensitive, it's beyond my...
Well, the police went just as short of considering the mother a suspect, so they felt like there was something that the mother had to do with
right.
this. But I don't,
right.
you know, the details have not really emerged.
But they thought that the JonBenet mother was guilty, too, and I never did think she was guilty. They always suspect the family first. And if there's any doubt, you have to handle parents very sensitively, because if they aren't responsible for the missing child, then they're in a very fragile state. And I think anyone should know that.
Well, let me ask you this question. I did not see the interview that Nancy Grace did, but given that it was considered an aggressive, hard, nasty interview, and given that the mother then commits suicide, should CNN have aired it? And even if they did, what's the downside for them? I mean, they're going to get viewers, and who's going to smack their hands and say, gee, that was immoral, I'm not watching you again?
Right. Well, I don't think they should have viewed it, but I don't think that was the worst part of the whole thing. I think the worst part of, because by the time they viewed it, the poor young woman was already get.
Well, that's it. But the question is, she killed herself, and should they have aired it in those circumstances? And a lot of people in television thought it was a cheesy thing to do, but CNN saw that they could get mileage out of it. Kathy, I thank you very much for the call. That opens up a line, 349-1320, 866, 626-1320. Melanie in Folsom. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi, Enid. Just about the radio, I was just thinking that maybe most people aren't listening to the radio anymore because most of it is conservative radio. And I think a lot of people have lost faith in their party because I know I have. I used to be a conservative. So.
You did? You were a conservative? What turned you off of being a conservative?
My husband went to Iraq.
And then you realized that you realized what a bill of goods you were sold?
Exactly. And did he sat in on some meetings with colonels and generals, and I started to see the lies, you know, long before.
Did he come back from Iraq? Is he back from Iraq?
Yeah, he did.
Okay, so good. So he's back safely. All right, Melanie, I thank you very much. 349-1320, Susan in Marysville. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Hi, Enid. How are you today?
I am very well, Susan. Always better on Friday.
me too. Hey, about Nancy Grace, I think she's taking our this inherent need for sensationalism all the way to the bank. She is so obnoxious, and I can't bear to listen to her either. I don't know if it's her accent or if it's how obnoxious she is, but I really think she was in the wrong for putting that young mother, who is obviously in a time of crisis, on the hot seat. She forgets her place. She is a media personality. She is no longer a prosecutor, and she.
Yeah, but she's trying to get ratings. She's trying to further her career.
Exactly, and if nothing else, you know, her position was to interrogate that poor girl. She had no idea what she might have been doing to the actual law enforcement case. I mean, she was just so irresponsible and just really mean of her. Like you said, I just think she's kind of an ugly person.
Well, Melissa, I thank you. Did you see the interview? I haven't seen it.
I've seen some coverage of it on other shows, and I kind of tune her out anyway. But just looking at her body language and her posturing, I mean, she was going for the throat. She was really on the attack, and that's just not fair.
Susan, I thank you for the call. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Melissa in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Hi, Melissa.
I was just calling about the radio business. I work for the Sac State Student Run Radio, and we are exposed to a lot of independent artists and things like that. It just disgusts me that mainstream radio is so formatted that a lot of artists don't get played simply because there's not a lot of money put into their promotions. And so when I listen to the radio, all I listen to is AM. So maybe I'm going backwards.
You know, you're unique because a lot of people who are students don't even know that there's something worthwhile on the AM dial. They are going to FM and they're listening to music. So how did you find us?
Well, I was disgusted with the radio, what was the FM dial was playing, and so I was trying to do other things, so I was searching for channels, and I just listened to talk radio, and I listened to left-wing, and sometimes I listen to right-wing stuff just so I can laugh, but that's basically it.
I thank you for the call, Melissa. I'm glad you're listening to us. 349-1320, 866, 626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank Enid, it's Friday. Do you know what I'm saying? I'm so happy, and the traffic is looking like that. Eastbound 50 just east of Scott Road. We have a three-car crash stopping traffic. Watt Avenue just south of Marconi Avenue. We have a two-car crash. It looks like emergency vehicles are there. Now, that is in the middle lane slowing traffic down. Wallerga Road just north of the on-ramp. We have a three-car crash. And let's see, where else are we at? 12 just east of River Road. Ooh, that's a four-car crash stopping traffic. Tonight, lows right around 53. Highs coming up. Maybe tomorrow around 81. We're at 76. Enid Live continues at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Hey, listen up. What about your future? Are you unhappy with your current job? You want to make great money and get the promotion you deserve? Now's the time. Explore your options. Log on to sackjobs.com and post your resume today. That's sackjobs.com. Post your resume and have local employers find you now. New companies being added each day and hundreds of jobs being added each week. So if you're in the market for a job, sackjobs.com is a click away. At sackjobs.com, you're on your way to a better day.
I'm Scott Farrington, morning co-host on AM 1320's Morning Retort. More young people are becoming infected with AIDS than ever before. But now you can be part of the solution. Help raise awareness and save lives by joining me and show up for the Sacramento Valley AIDS Run and Walk. Sunday, September 17th at the west steps of the state capitol. Registration begins at 7:30 and proceeds benefit HIV/AIDS nonprofit agencies in the region. You can make a difference. To find out more, go to 1320leftchannel.com.
Freedom cannot be forced into existence, nor can it be won through painful struggle.
You're listening to AM 1320 KCTC.
Freedom cannot be bought or sold. It has nothing to do with one's social status. One's profession is of no consequence.
Sacramento's Left Channel.
In order for you to accept yourself as you are and live with your soul at peace, you must simply teach yourself to let it be. Only then will you discover freedom.
And streaming live at 1320leftchannel.com. Caffeine break. It's Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. A liberal dose of
when
the truth.
The moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie. That's amore. When the world seems to shine like you've had too much wine. That's amore. Bells will ring, ting-a-ling-a-ling, ting-a-ling-a-ling, and you'll sing the bell.
627 on the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live. Do you remember that that was the music for that movie with Cher and Olympia Dukakis, Moonstruck? Vita Bella for the weekend. We're talking about a couple of stories, and they're media stories. CNN is coming under some criticism, although what do they care? As long as they can raise their ratings, and they're in a savage battle with Fox, and Fox usually bests them. Nancy Grace, doing a pretty aggressive, nasty interview. Did anybody see it with the mother of this, child, Trenton Duckett? The mother is Melinda Duckett, who disappeared on August the 27th. And there is some suspicion that the mother had something to do with it. I don't know. Did she? Didn't she? Was she protecting somebody? Was she protecting something else entirely? In any event, after the interview, she suicided. The mother suicided. CNN ran the interview. And just like, you know, it doesn't matter what the tragedy is. They milk it. All of them do. They milk it for as much as they can get out of it because it's how you can raise the ratings. So the morality of it is really beside the point. And the other thing I want to talk about is that they're doing some research about radio. And the research about radio tells us that people are listening to less of it. And I think people are listening to less of it for two reasons, if the research is accurate. They're listening to less of it because there's less that's intriguing about a lot of radio. What we're trying to do here is do something smart and funny because I think a lot of listeners are intellectually we're starved, whether we're TV watchers or whether we're radio listeners or what we are starved for something that challenges us. We're starved for things that are smart and funny and worthwhile. But there are lots of things that slice the pie. There are iPods. You can really program your own station. You can be online. You can listen to us online. We're at 1320leftchannel.com. And a lot of talk radio is just blather. So I think a lot of progressives have dropped off from listening to talk radio because it wasn't made for them. Most 99.9% of it continues to be conservative. Aaron in Stockton. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Hey, Enid.
Hi, Aaron.
I heard you asking about the radio. You like hit it on the head. That's why I stopped listening. The song.
I didn't hear why you said you stopped listening. Why did you stop listening?
The songs were playing over and over, again and again, and it just got irritating. So I started listening to actually talk radio because my dad used to do that. So, and that's when I started paying attention to politics.
But if you were listening to talk radio, your choices were really pretty much conservative talk radio.
I tried to listen to both sides for a while, but I just couldn't listen to the conservatives.
How did you find us?
I used to live in Hawaii, and I found Air America while I was over there, and then I just kept looking around, I just on the dial, so I found someone that I could stand listening to.
So then when you came back here, you were looking for Air America Radio?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, well.
Although I found out that it's all over now. It's not just Air America. There's other stuff, too.
Right. So. But we're delighted that you found us. Thank you, Aaron. And I hope you tell 3 to 5 people every single day that we're here, because I think a lot of people have abandoned radio, and we would like to bring them back. Thanks for calling. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. 20. Ray and Sack, hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320.
Well, good evening.
Hi, Ray.
Hi. My one comment on the radio, and especially talk radio, is that I think it would not be a bad idea to come up with conversation points the day before.
Can you talk into your phone? I'm having a hard time hearing you.
I think I'm afraid I'm losing you. I'm leaving town, and I'm out of.
All right. Well, when you lose us, you will. But tell me what your point is.
Asking for thoughts in advance with emails, or at least developing the talking point the day before, so that you can get more well thought out answers.
So give you your homework assignments the night before?
Basically, yes.
Well, you know, hey, I have to. Your goddess has to admit something to you here, which is sometimes we don't know what we're going to talk about until we open up the mic, because there's so much going on, and we really want to be up to the minute with it. Stories that you might be looking at noon advance or change, and by 3 o'clock when we get underway, they have changed and there are new details, and you know, maybe the whodunit was solved, or maybe it's gotten more complicated. So that we really want to be on it. To know what you want to say the night before means it's sort of set in stone. I'm not saying it's a bad idea, but you're the first person who's ever proposed it, I have to tell you.
And then my other comment was that I have a new slogan for Charlie, and that's Doolittle's not only running, he's hiding.
Ooh, that's good. You can run, Doolittle, but you can't hide. Ray, I thank you for the call. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. If you're just joining us, Doolittle is so vulnerable, not only because of the connections with Jack Abramoff, etc., and because of all the corruption and ooze and slime that engulf him, but he is vulnerable because Charlie Brown has been able to capitalize on, and I know that there's a Freedom of Information Act request in the works to find out about Doolittle's military service, which I don't think he served at all in the military, whereas Charlie Brown is a retired lieutenant colonel. In any event, the polling came out this week that Charlie Brown and Doolittle are in a dead heat. That's right. Isn't that amazing? Particularly in a district that is so heavily gerrymandered Republican, that let me give you the numbers about it. 48% in Doolittle's district are registered Republican, I'm told. 31% are registered Democrat. And 16 are, declined to state. I think I might have reversed those numbers. 16 are declined to state. 31% are Democrat. 48% are Republican. So if you add the declined to states along with the Dems, you have only 47% against a 48% So it's kind of close, but you see how entrenched the Republicans are in that district. And there are a number of them who are so dissatisfied with Doolittle that they are a part of the Republicans for Charlie Brown organization. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Do you like Ray's idea about I should give you your homework assignments the night before, and then we can think about it overnight and talk? I kind of like the idea that you never know what's going to happen, and it's kind of a flea market of ideas around here. And it's a blend of breaking news and politics and scandal and culture, high, low, and pop, and gossip and sex and cooking and you name it. I'm Enid Goldstein. You are listening to the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you so much, Enid. Well, our traffic is just getting right back to it at 635 here at AM 1320. We do have southbound slow traffic a little bit, but seriously, we're about 55-60. 33% humidity. We're going to see we're at 72 degrees. And Enid Live will continue. You can log into 1320leftchannel.com. And by all means, if you have any traffic reports for me, please give me a call at 349-1320.
Exposing the right as wrong. It's Enid Live at 349-1320 on Sacramento's Left Channel.
I wanted it all.
New rule, stop whining about gas prices. It's good that it costs a lot, and not just because the sales tax will help pay for our twice-a-year governor elections. It's also good if it makes you think of walking the three blocks from your house to Del Taco instead of taking the Land Cruiser. Gasoline costs a lot because we have to find it, bribe or kill the people who live on top of it, extract it, refine it, ship it, and pump it. You'll pay $2 a gallon and you'll like it because you know what the alternative is, riding on the bus with poor people. New rule, call things what they are. If your morning coffee contains crushed ice, whipped cream, and caramel, it's a milkshake.
Laughing at the truth, AM 1320.
I wanted it all. Intelligence, great looks, physical strength, inner beauty, even social consciousness. Friends said that I wanted too much, but I wouldn't settle. And now, I have it all.
This woman is talking about her Renewal by Anderson replacement windows from Hall's Window Center. If it looks better, lasts longer, and outperforms the competition, it's gotta be Anderson. The only windows and doors to receive Green Seal certification for energy efficiency and environmentally friendly manufacturing. Now you too can have it all. For a limited time, get 7 Renewal by Anderson windows and 1 Anderson PermaShield patio door from Hall's Window Center for just $69.95. Left Channel listeners save an extra $150. Go to HallsWindowCenter.com. Click on the green seal for your coupon. Visit Hall's Window Center today on Business Park Drive in Sacramento and now in Roseville on Roseville Parkway next to BJ's. Call 1-800-76-HALLS. Smud financing available. Some restrictions apply. Offer ends September 30th.
The Morning Retort with Scott and Sam.
To understand it.
Mitt Romney.
What drives people?
Massachusetts governor. If he can't protect his own citizens from tunnels, how will he protect you from terrorists? Done. Campaign is dead. See how easy it was?
It was that easy. See, that's the problem on the left. You're the problem right there. You think you get all the answers to all the little questions that does not drive a lot of people outside of California, outside of both coasts, outside of California and New York. Northeast. I mean, this is not the world. This is not the center of the universe, Mr. Sims.
Mitt Romney gets the nomination. The tunnels win. Think about it. Tourists, Terra, Earth, tunnels.
Do the math, Scott! It's very erotic. I'm being turned on by all this talk.
Scott and Sims, mornings 5:30 to 9 on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
No more cell phones in movie theaters. Please, you're not a cardiologist on call. You're a putz whose babysitter wants to know where the ketchup is. And then you tell her in the middle of the movie. Sometimes it's so loud in the theater I can barely hear what the black people are yelling at the screen. There is a simple solution. Put your cell phone on vibrate and then up your ass. All right, new rule. No more celebrating gastric bypass. Carney Wilson, Al Roker, and now Star Jones are all being heralded by the media for stapling their stomachs shut. They shouldn't be. They're not making a brave choice to change. They're giving money to doctors to reroute their ability to turn food into crap.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320. Forming to the left, it's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
On the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live, I am yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. You can join the conversation, 349-1320 or 866-620-61320. We're talking about a lot of things, as usual, our usual flea market of ideas. But you have a CNN talk host who's Nancy Grace, her style, and it's her act, is to be aggressive and nasty, and she grills the mother of this child who has disappeared. And the mother commits suicide, and CNN decides to run the interview because they want they're going to do whatever it takes to do rating. I mean, it's just the size of snuff television. And we're also talking about the fact that according to a new study, people are not listening to radio as much. And why? Does that apply to you? Are you listening to it more? If there's something to listen to, will you listen? I think we all listen in our cars. And I think radio is so intimate a medium. I love radio. Your imagination can really explode with radio. But there are lots of other choices now. There are iPods and so on. But I maintain that some of the reason there's been a drop-off of radio listenership isn't because of the electronics involved and all the additional choices. It's also because of the programming. So some people are going to satellite radio where there are no commercials or where they can have all kinds of niche programming. We like to think that we are here at AM 11, AM 1320, that we are providing you with radio that is smart and funny and challenging and progressive and wonderful. And sometimes we fall a little bit short, but we're always trying. So, and we can't do it without you. All right, I want to add to the discussion. Here is Bob Dylan's got a new album, which debuted at number one on the Billboard album chart. And he has not had a number one album in 3 decades, in 30 years. It debuted at number one. It's now down to number three, and I don't know if it's dropping or not. But here's what's so intriguing about this particular album. Some of the lyrics from the music on the album seem to have been borrowed from a poet who lived in the middle 19th century by the name of Henry Timrod and wrote around the time of the Civil War. And in a side-by-side comparison of lyrics, here is the Henry Timrod lyric or poem. He, as I said, he lived in the time of before the Civil War, because he died in 1867. Here's one line: "A round of precious hours, oh, here, where in that summer noon I basked and strove with logic frailer than the flowers." And here's Bob Dylan's line: "More frailer than the flowers, these precious hours." Here's another comparison. Here's the poet Henry Timrod, who died in 1867. "There is a wisdom that grows up in strife." And here's Bob Dylan's line: "Where wisdom grows up in strife." And here's another line from Henry Timrod: "How then, O weary one, explain the sources of that hidden pain?" And here's Dylan's line: "Can't explain the sources of this hidden pain." And finally, the line from Henry Timrod: "Which ere they feel, a lover's breath, life, lie in a temporary death. Which ere they feel, a lover's breath, lie in a temporary death." And what Bob Dylan makes of that is: "In the dark, I hear the night birds call. I can hear a lover's breath. I sleep in the kitchen with my feet in the hall. Sleep is like a temporary death." Now, I think this is really remarkable. It's remarkable because I just saw a biography or a documentary about Bob Dylan, and I can't remember where I saw it. I think it was television. And I'm thinking about his name. Even his name was borrowed. But he was accused even then in his early days of taking the record collection. Some friend, somebody he knew, had an extensive record collection. And he just lifted it. He just took it and he never returned it. All these years later. And it looks like he's been borrowing for his whole life. Well, I suppose if you are an artist, what you're doing as a writer is recycling, repackaging, repurposing, putting it together in a unique way. But I do know if you're a reporter, people have been fired left and right lately for plagiarizing. And here is Dylan. I mean, there's no copyright issue here because the guy that Dylan is taking from died in 1867. But it looks like he really just lifted it. And it's been said that Dylan, Bob Dylan, whose name he lifted from a poet, Bob Dylan, it's said, has been interested in Civil War and at times has squirreled away in libraries, spending a lot of time in the stacks, reading about the Civil War, and so on. But some fans are bothered by the ethics of Dylan's borrowing ways, and in some of the blogs, one poster had this to say: Bob really is a thieving little swine. If it was anyone else, we'd be stringing him up by their neck, but no, it's Bobby D and the folk process. So you tell me, I mean, if this poet were still alive, it would really be pretty egregious. And the poet would be, you know, shuffling off to court with his attorney. But the poet died in 1867. It's kind of nice, I suppose, in a way, that this poet, who was not a big-name poet, now is in the newspaper, in the New York Times. There's a picture of him in the year of 2006. So it's nice that some things don't die. But what do you think, does this, if you're a Dylan fan, does this matter to you, that he sort of cribbed the lyrics from somebody and embellished them? If you did this on a paper, I mean, there's a, online, you can buy papers at $9.95 a page. If you've got a class assignment, if you're a student, and there are all these Google, there's all the software now that a lot of teachers, instructors, professors use to find out if you've bought this kind of a paper, or find out if you're plagiarizing, to try to determine whether or not you're writing this from scratch. But the whole society is built on, you know, cheating where you can and pretending that we have moral values and that honesty is a real, you know, this is an administration, for example, big on telling you what family values it has as it goes about strip mining the country, making its rich friends even richer, making it much tougher for, and doing it on the backs of the middle class and the working poor among us. And at the same time, hoping that you won't notice because, you know, they're telling you, it's a bait and switch. They're telling you, you know what, we are so moral. We tell you the truth, never mind that going to Iraq was a whole lie, built on lies, and everything coming out of it is lies, and there are no big, you know, no bid contracts, just lies after lies after lies. So, you know, people will do anything, I guess, to maintain their reputation and to get their ratings or their sales up. We talked about Nancy Grace. And we talked about how she badgered that woman because, it's her act. Who knows what she's really like, but it's her act to be mean, aggressive, badgering. The woman commits suicide, and they regard it as a career opportunity. And they can't wait. CNN can't wait to air that tape. And here's Dylan, who hasn't had a number one debut album and a number one album in 30 years. It debuted at the top of the charts, now down to number 3. In which he pretty much lifts. I don't think there's even any discussion. They have a side-by-side comparison here. Pretty much lifts some of the more salient parts of this man's poetry. Henry Timrod, a man who was born in 1828 and who died in 1867, and uses it, and there's nobody to complain. And I guess it's all right because you could say, well, he's resurrecting an unknown poet. And we all are building. That's how you come into things that are new. You're building on what has been discovered in the past and the success of the past, and you're coming into new territory. But is it fair? Is it right? Had he been a reporter, he'd been fired for plagiarism. had that poet been alive, he would have either been flattered or he would have demanded a share of the royalties and hauled Dylan off to court. Is Dylan diminished in your eyes because he has borrowed so freely? Really, he's plagiarized. And how does that fit with whatever else is going on? You know, you want your homework assignment. How do we see other examples of this in American life where people will do anything to keep their ratings high, their sales high, their, 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Do you think a little less of Dylan knowing this, that he's kind of cribbed these lyrics from somebody else? Oh, feeling all the pain of creation. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
It is fabulous Friday. The traffic is fabulous. We do have a little slow traffic, I-5 by J Street. Otherwise, I really have nothing else to report. It's 72 degrees, 33% humidity. Tomorrow highs right around 89. And Enid Live continues on this fabulous Friday at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Enid Goldstein, a sign of intelligent life in the political universe. On AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Are you live from Cache Creek Casino Resort on Friday, September 15th, is Showdown at Cache Creek 2. The 8 action-packed mixed martial arts match card features in the main event Mike Whitehead from Spike's Ultimate Fighter 2 against Zane Frazier from UFC 1 and 9. Plus special guest appearances by 3-time UFC champion Dan the Beast Severn and MMA legend Boz Rutten. Live from Cache Creek Casino Resort on Friday, September 15th, visit cachecreek.com for more details.
It's not something that you just dump something on. It's not a big truck. It's a series of tubes. Tubes. Why? Enormous tubes. Massive tubes. It really is the Internet consumer bill of rights. Because it got tangled up with all these things that are going on the Internet commercially. The world has turned against this. If your own personal Internet, that is you and me. You and me is tubes. The Internet is not something that you just dump something on. It's not a big truck.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
It's a series of tubes.
Hey, listen up. What about your future? Are you unhappy with your current job? Want to make great money and get the promotion you deserve? Now's the time. Explore your options. Log on to sacjobs.com and post your resume today. That's sacjobs.com. Post your resume and have local employers find you now. New companies being added each day and hundreds of jobs being added each week. So if you're in the market for a job, sacjobs.com is a click away. At sacjobs.com, you're on your way to a better day.
New rule. Prince Harry is going to hurt someone. Look at this kid. He's a thundering ball of rage. His mom's dead. His father dates rotted tree bark. His brother gets to be king, and he's destined to spend the rest of his life being photographed doing nothing. Arrest him before he kills a woman. New rule. Country music stars can't be authors. Charlie Daniels' new book, Ain't No Rag, Freedom, Family, and the Flag. It's a collection of musings by noted white trash icon Charlie Daniels on subjects ranging from American flags to American flag bumper stickers to what to do to a hippie if you catch him trying to burn your flag. Before this book, I was ambivalent on the issue of flag burning. Now I find myself reconsidering the question of book burning.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
New rule, one dear to my heart. Lap dancing is a First Amendment right. The LA City Council this week banned lap dancing. What is next? Burning books? Lap dancers, or Imagineers, as I like to call them, artists drawing you into their fantasy world, much like a skilled novelist does. If novelists had perfectly waxed bikini lines. But more importantly, lap dancers are expressing an idea called hope. The hope that someday a skinny young woman with artificial breasts and a navel piercing will want to have sex with you. And without that hope, millions of American men might just as well throw themselves into the sea.
Laughing at the truth, AM 1320. Forming to the left, it's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Before on the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live. I want to remind people, in case you don't know it, the Mill Valley Fall Arts Festival is this Saturday and Sunday, and it's the 50th year anniversary, and it's a juried show, and it's in the Redwoods in Mill Valley, and it is one of the best. It's always been so much fun to go to that. I haven't been in a few years, but I just always thought it was great, and you can always find all kinds of whimsical, often overpriced, but quite wonderful things. And you don't have to, buy anything. You just walk around the Redwoods and they're always serving food and there's entertainment and there's music and Mill Valley is quite lovely. So, just to let you know, I got, no Fabulous Friday is complete without a penis story, and here's the one. A woman, this is a story that is just amazing. It starts out with an incident when men are supposed to be smarter than women, filled a fake penis with his urine that he was going to use to try to pass a drug test in order to get a job. So they stop at a convenience store, him and his girlfriend, the two of them. And they wrap this device in a paper towel, and they ask the store clerk to heat it up in the microwave. Authorities believe that the guy wanted the device heated so that the urine inside would be at body temperature during the drug test. So this is a fake penis. Meanwhile, the clerk who warms it up, meanwhile, the clerk is warming it up, and whatever they had covering it must have fallen away. The clerk takes one look at this, and he believes that this is a severed real penis. So he calls the police. And the police, I don't know if they haul him off to the pokey, but I guess the microwave exploded. And so now this guy's got to pay $425 to replace the store's microwave. And they have the woman who was with him has pleaded guilty to disorderly conduct. And I don't know what that's going to cost, but it's $300, a maximum. They're facing a maximum fine of $300 and 90 days in jail. So there you go. If you are planning to try a creative way to pass your drug test, don't try this at home, and don't try it at the convenience store, because it could cost you almost $1,000, and they could put you in the pokey for about 90 days. I mean, who would have thought of this? I wonder what the job was that this guy was trying to get. Anyway, I got an email from one of you. He says about illegals, that very smart student who grew up in homeless shelters who got nearly a 4.0 at Princeton. He said, I went to junior college. He said, I wanted the best for myself, but I didn't have money for the best. He said, I say send the illegal back. Once I called the tow truck.